Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
IQ.
My cue.
the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Speaking the tongues, I be spitting. time to start. Get out, get your house on, children. It's time to work.
Dallas, Texas. Get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
We'll be right back. y'all. I hope y'all can hear me because I'm having technical issues over here. I guess y'all can hear me though. But hey, everybody. Hi, hi, hi. When was the last time I prostituted? Oh, child, that's a good question, Misty. When was the last time I prostituted? Last Monday during the season premiere, y'all motherfuckers made me prostitute just to give y'all a show. That's how y'all paid me for this shit. And now I'm here. Unfortunately, I'm not enjoying it. Now I'm only playing. How's everyone doing? Happy Monday. My sister's still in jail. Yep. Kelly is still in Jamaica. For all the people that are concerned, for all the people that have reached out and said they were going to help, thank you for reaching out. But you reached out empty-handed. Sister is still in Jamaica. This is the reason why I don't even want to have gay kids. It wouldn't even make any sense. Shout outs to the two girls that are doing their best to help mother. You girls know who you are. Yeah. Sis is still in there, and we need to help get her out. If you guys are interested in helping my sister in any way, please reach out to me directly. Inbox me if you have my number. Contact me, because she is looking for all you people who shouted her name for so long. She's looking for your assistance. Well, she's waiting to see if you guys assist. But that's enough of my sister. How was everyone's weekend? Welcome to the Monday Weekend Recap, where we will be recapping all the events, teas, and gossip, and all the hooplas that took place over the past weekend. A couple of shout-outs to... Yeah, make sure you do. Missy, don't try it, girl. A couple of shout-outs to... Tuesday night and Wednesday night people. Thank you for you guys tuning in to the show last week. It was very interesting, and we have some stuff lined up for you for the next couple of weeks, so be prepared for that. I need to bring up my email, so bear with me, because, you know, I'd be going through a lot really quickly. If you guys were a part of the Lipstick Ball in Texas this weekend, please call in, because I heard it was a lot of shenanigans at that event this past weekend. Shout out to DJ Von Allure, who got gooped two times in a row by a certain house. I don't get it. Like, how do you book a DJ but then don't let the DJ know until the day before the event that his services are no longer needed, and then you have a DJ at your event that doesn't have equipment, that doesn't even have music, doesn't know anything about the beats for a ball, and pretty much was kind of lost throughout the whole thing. When you have this one DJ that's waiting with all the stuff that's needed, and he just couldn't get there. They didn't let him know. This is the second time that house has done this to him. He said, wait till he drops his single. He got something in store for you. Wait till he drops that next single. I'll make sure we play it on the air. All right. A couple of things really quickly. On November the 18th, Monday, we will have a special broadcast hosted by the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blonick with Reach LA and the B Okay, let me say it right. Be the Generation Ballroom Community Outreach Team, who is a national partnership with Reach LA and the House of Blahnik and the House of Garcon, will be on the air to promote, spread the message, and spread awareness. We'll have a special doctor on the air. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but Dr. Michelle, who's a social scientist and HIV Vaccine Trial Network representative, she will be on the show, as well as Jack and Jay, I think Aisha, and a couple of other people will be on the show, and we will be, well, they will definitely be spreading the word awareness. There will also be an event that Sunday, November 17th, at Jack's Rumble Ball. So you guys tune in if you guys are in the tri-state area. Tune in for that. And make sure you guys are a part of the show that night. It will be kind of very interesting. And, very, all jokes aside, you know, we sit here and we joke all the time. That's why I don't like all the health reads and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there, and we need to make ourselves aware of it. And spread the message as much as we can. Stay tuned in the groups for more information on this special event and this special show, November 18th. There will be promotional material in there as well as commercials and things of that sort. I'm just letting you guys know in advance. Again, that is November 18th on the Monday, hosted by Jack Mizrahi, Jay Blahnik, and Dr. Michelle. They will be taking over your Monday night airwaves. So be prepared. And yes, I did say Jack Mizrahi, Jay Blahnik on Tensor Chops. There you go. It's all for the community. No shade. Now, back to the show. If you guys were a part of, don't forget, November 30th, there is a ball in Texas again. November 30th, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, hosted by the pioneer icon himself, Larry Ebony, as well as the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada, and Abounding Prosperity, that organization in Texas. They will be hosting an event November 30th. So for all you girls that was at that lipstick ball and things didn't go right, you got a chance to bring it back on November 30th, so don't forget. All right, enough of the promotional shit. I just, got to pay bills and stuff, This is what people pay for. If you guys have a commercial, have an event coming up and you guys want it to be shouted out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on the air to the hundreds of listeners or in our group among our world-renowned fake profiles who spread love and spread gossip, as well as all the messages and stuff about your ball, please contact me, inbox me directly so we can get you a commercial and access to promoting your event within our groups. Tonight, I will be bringing on the icon himself, overall father, Rodney Prodigy. It's really his Monday night show. Him along with my sister, who I'm sitting in her seat, just kind of keeping it warm for her. But, I don't have nothing to do with these recaps. As well as J-Rock, the ball was in his town. And anybody else that was out there, call in. Okay? I didn't change our intros. It was really a lot going on over here. So I don't know if I should play. I'll just give you a little taste. Wait, I think I got an old one.
What do we have? Your empty heart and my empty bottle and yellow.
Okay, that's what I'm going to play because it's not updated. He didn't like it last time. Hi, Rodney.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually NBA, relaxing for a couple of days. Just enjoying myself. The kids down here, Miss Homie Love, hanging out with the Revlons and the Prodigies. And just enjoying myself, drinking, playing cards. Eating, chilling.
Shout out to the House of Prodigy and the House of Revlon. Y'all never play cards with me. That's a shade.
Next time I come down there, we will play cards. But I'm doing something courteous because I normally don't play cards for free. So,
well, I don't play cards for free either, darling.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I normally don't, but I've been playing cards for free for the last 2 days just for the enjoyment and the pleasure of playing cards.
I know that's right.
So,
I know that's right.
Tell Tyshawn and
let
Eric.
Let me bring on. Did you go to the ball route near this weekend?
I did not go to any ball, so hopefully Marcus, J-Rock, some people who was in Philly, it was First Fridays, will call in and give us recaps of the events that happened this weekend.
All right, so if you guys were in Philly for First Fridays, please call in. If you guys were in Texas for the lipstick ball, please call in. There was a lot of scandals that I was hearing about with Texas, besides the whole DJ and all the rest of that stuff. I heard there was good food, but there was a lot of scandals about. Congratulations to Stasha Garcon for winning Face again. I heard it was 4 years in a row.
Right, 4 years
that
in a row. The lipstick ball, yeah. She's won female figure or Femme Queen Face, whichever one it was, each of the last 4 years. So congratulations to Che Garcon, who won $1,000-plus for Bush Queen Face.
Congratulations to the House of Garcon for bringing home 2 grand prizes. But there was kind of a scandal or a big dispute about Stasha and Michelle over on Mother. Is it over on Mother St. Laurent now?
Yes, that's correct.
That's going to take some use to them. So when I think of over on Mother, I just think of Octavia. But okay. Why did this hang up? Like, this is like Karen. See, I'm glad I'm on another network because for some reason it just kicked the switchboard, kicked my cell phone off. Anyway, now I can't bring nobody but on. Well, let me see if I can bring him on. J-Rock, you're there.
What's going on?
What's going on, J-Rock? I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, the Cowboys didn't win, but it's better than the Giants. But I'm good.
I mean, a loss is a loss, sir. Whether you lost by 100 or 50 or 10 or 1, L, there's an L.
They don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about no sports.
Okay. So we're going to start with you, J-Rock, since you're on the phone. I represent one of those houses. I hear that there was a little controversy, a little debate, a dispute about House of the Year. Could you tell us about that, sir?
Oh, yeah. You going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to start out with, hey, I'm acting like I'm telling you, but just not being loud. Tell us about it. Let's get started. Start the shit.
Well, you know, the Ebony's won, was it eight? I think it was 8 or 9. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was like 8 or 9 of the years. And they were saying there was some controversy behind it, but me being on the board, I can tell you that it was no controversy behind the House of the Year. They have a certain criteria down there in Dallas for Dallas House of the Year, and it was hung. There was a hung vote for over 45 minutes, 11:45 at night, almost midnight, trying to just make sure, you know, that everything was done right. It was a 3-hour phone call, first of all, for all of the years. So the criteria that was met, you know, some voted Ebony, some voted Escada. It only came down to 2 houses, Escada and Ebony. And it was hung, and then it went Escada. But at the end of the day, all parties on the conference and all parties that was a part of the voting process, which I was a part of it too, agreed that we were going to agree with what happened because that's what we do. If you're a leader, you're just going to be a leader. We agreed with it, and there was no fussing, no fighting, or anything. I just told the House of Escada, enjoy your win because it won't happen again.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the House of Escada on House of the Year, and congratulations to the House of Ebony for your other years as well. So.
Yeah, and I got my realness of the year. Thank you.
You won realness of the year?
Executive.
Okay. Well, congratulations on executive
of the
year.
Say,
congratulations
honey, I was
to
about to say.
Congratulations to Corey Prodigy for winning Pretty Boy Realness of the Year.
Oh, and I need to make a correction. That was my fault. The runway of the year was Giovanni Khan. It's Giovanni Khan. Giovanni Khan. I don't know how to say it right.
Right.
But that was Giovanni. That was the runway of the year. And I have to get in touch with him to let him know that that was a mistake on my part. I was looking at the things wrong. I was looking at all the nominees, and I wrote down the wrong fucking name. But Giovanni Khan is Runway of the Year. He left the most memorable.
What did Applesauce win?
Applesauce, Trinity Applesauce Ebony won Female Figure Performance of the Year.
Working with Applesauce, I don't even know who you are, but I live for the name is Applesauce.
You gotta see her clip, Jasmine. Big girl bows like a skinny girl. No shade.
She definitely entertains you, Jasmine. She definitely entertains you.
Well, shout out. You know I love the big girls. I see you, honey. I need to know why you got so many different area codes. I mean, I don't know where you be, but you got so many. But you're on the air, darling. How are you?
Jasmine, don't do that. I knew this was the Iscala representative coming on the line.
No, I'm here to talk about the ball. I'm here as a paid patron.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
No. What do I want to say? Where do we want to start? Congratulations to the House of Escada winning House of the Year, to Danny winning Father of the Year, to LaMelle Ebony winning Mother of the Year.
Hold on, Marcus. So LaMelle won Mother of the Year. So it is clear to say, J-Rock, that you guys are really acknowledging him as Mother, because I hear y'all tell from time to time say he's not Mother of the Gulf Coast or he's not Mother of Houston. So you guys are acknowledging him since he won of the Year. That means they had to be voted on. So you guys have actually acknowledged him as Mother, correct?
That's what the board acknowledged him as, because back when, you got to look at it like this. What was voted on, the balls that was voted on, he was the Mother at that time, and he was the leader, and he led them to all those OTYs, so he is Mother of the Year. And a shout out to Prada Ebony, for there was no voting necessary. She was no thief, no plot. How you doing?
Shout out to Kennedy for winning Evening Gown of the Year. Shout out to Prada Ebony for winning School Boy and Runners with a Twist of the Year. And Ebony won Butch Queen Vogue Femme of the Year, right?
Sweet Pea Ebony.
Okay. Sweet Pea. And hold on, and I clarified. So Mike Escada won All American of the Year and Giovanni won European, or y'all only do one award?
They did Runway of the Year, and it was Giovanni Khan.
You made a mistake twice. Okay.
I already cleared that up with Father Danny, okay?
I understand. We got the trophy.
Rodney.
Yes.
How was my phone?
I got out the car. I was just trying to come outside. Actually, because it's noisy inside. Hold on. Get back in the car.
Okay.
And I want to give it. Oh yeah, and I give a shout out to Sean Ebony, Sex Filing of the Year.
Okay. Congratulations, Sean.
Mhm. Hold on, who is it? Is that the one that...
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, uh-huh. Thank you. Congratulations, Sean.
And shout out to Akiria Chanel for Drag Space of the Year.
Okay, well deserved.
Sasha Garcon for Fem Queen Face of the Year. Brazil Garcon, which is Haley Garcon, for Woman Face of the Year. Catboy Sex Style went to Day Day Gotti. Thug Realness went to Pierre Gotti. So, and Fem Queen Sex Style went to Juicy Gotti.
Oh, okay.
Now, can we get to the madness?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get to the madness, honey. Okay. Congratulations to everybody.
Okay.
All of you on top of the side of Mission Pop.
All right, well, everything I'm going to say, I guess I need to say, does not reflect the opinion and views of my house. They reflect my personal opinion. So let's just clear that up. The ball was supposed to be $15. Well, actually, you were supposed to be able to get tested and get in the ball for free. When I got there, there was no testing going on, and I got there around 2:30. You weren't able to get tested, so the flyer said $15 before 3 and $25 after. So I go to the door. It's like 2:45 at this point. And the young lady, I pulled out a $20 bill and gave it to her. And she was like, the ball was $25. I'm like, okay, well. So I start pulling out my phone and start pulling up the website. I was like, well, I think it says 15 before. No, it's 2 o'clock. And I was like, well, here it is right here, trying to show it to her. And my mind just went off. So I just pulled out an extra, I just pulled out the $5 and gave it to her and was like, okay, well, all right, thank you. So then, you know, there's another second pet peeve. They had, like, those black markers to, like, just write on your hand that you came in. That's, like, the dumbest thing to do in the world, because if you have a black marker, guess what? Everybody else has a black marker, too. So if your money didn't add up, you probably know why. So what ends up happening is, you know, as soon as I saw J-Rock, I told J-Rock the situation, because J-Rock, you were listed as a contact on the flyer, and no one brought me back my $10. So, J-Rock, would you like to respond to that?
First of all, I never did verify at the door what was going on. So, no.
So you just paid me?
I kind of paid it.
Okay. Well, the thing and the fact that, you know, I even looked at the flyer again. The flyer said the doors didn't open to 2, so I'm not quite sure how it would be $15 before 2 if it didn't open to 2, because it said 2 to 7 on the event page. Was that correct?
I trust you, but I would have to verify, and I'll just go.
Well, go ahead and pull it up, and just so we can do an investigation.
I'm talking about, I know what it says. I'm talking about, I would.
Right, because you actually created the event page, right?
Exactly. I would verify the door with the young lady, and then once I verify
the young lady,
I'll bring that to your 10. I'll give you your 10 coins.
No, it's not that serious, but you know,
I know.
It was more of the lady just being so rude about it. She almost got cussed out, but I figured that was somebody's mama, and you know, maybe she was having a bad day. So I just paid it, you know. So what else happened? So that was scandal number one for the most part, like, which might have been an oversight, but I'm pretty sure if I brought it up, I know a bunch of other people brought it up, because when I got there, it had to be about 50 people there. So, you know, they probably
the
had,
DJ
you know,
and all them wasn't even set up. Wasn't the DJ and all them wasn't even set up until like 2:33 o'clock?
How did you know that? That is correct. I saw the DJ hook up. And when I came in, there was no music at all.
I heard you didn't have no music at all.
But then, you know, I went to the little juice bar, and they told me that they had the place until like 10:30 that morning anyway. So at that point, it was kind of like I knew I wasn't going to stay to the end anyway. I'm actually surprised I stayed to the end. So that was it.
You stayed to the end, though.
Well, right, but when I asked them how long did they have the place till, you know, because when you start hearing 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning at a hotel, you're kind of wondering where the hell are you at? What? You know, Crown Plaza is a pretty decent hotel. What hotel lets you stay in at lets you start at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's pretty unheard of. But, neither here or there. They had LSS, you know, people were there from the conference. So, you know, they called out the legends and the girls from Texas and everyone. That was interesting.
What was interesting about it?
What? I mean, it was just interesting.
Who were the commentators at that time, Marcus, on LSS?
J-Rock. Oh, J-Rock, I must commend you. Your commentation has gotten a lot better. You were on beat. No shade, you know, Shake It, Shake It, Shake It was actually kind of cute. And I must commend you.
You know what, though, what's so funny? I appreciate that, because I was not originally supposed to even be a commentator. That kind of was an accident, but I like it, so I'm just doing it.
All right, so they had substitute commentator and substitute DJ.
Well, no, Jay was still there, but he,
no,
you know,
I'm
he
never,
did like
hold
the,
up, wait, hold the fuck up. I'm never a substitute.
Well, so you were the commentator. You was commentating as a substitute.
I was
doing
a guest host.
I was on a commentator.
I was on a Gulf Coast LSS because nobody's going to come down here to my city and call out a bunch of outsiders and not recognize the kids in this city. So I take over the microphone and I take over. That's what I do.
While we're doing LSS, it's an opportunity for, you know, if the commentators from out of town, such as Jack or Seven, whatever, and those people they call out that representing the Gulf Coast, they should maybe some moments or some noise that they would know who they are anyway when calling out. That's why it's called LSS.
Well, I'll give the LSS because clearly the out of towners don't know what's going on.
Right, because if you just walk in a major mini bar in Dallas or just mini bars in Houston, you're not an LSS girl. No shade. That's what takes so long in the first place, because you call out any and everybody, and that's why everybody feels like they have a ball. Everybody can feel like they can do this. You throw a couple of dollars out there, you're fine. That's not what it's about.
But you make a mark,
and then you get LSS.
That's a lot of girls on the East Coast that will come to Texas and don't nobody in Texas know them. But if Jack called them out, then, hey, he knows them. This is a big country. So you do what you do on your side, and I'm going to do what I do on my side, but we're going to respect each other.
I respect it because, hey, I'll still be there, but I'll just let you know, I try not to avoid
and
in certain places.
And we made you thinking you're going to be there. We fucked up a big-ass punch bowl for your ass, and Shannon took that.
All right.
No, I couldn't make it.
We got a couple of people pressing one. Let me see who they are really quickly, and then we'll continue, because they keep pressing one. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Private caller, how can we help you?
You can't help me. You can help Trey to take all that makeup off of his face, looking like a fucking smurf. How the fuck do you fuck up Butch Queen face? These motherfuckers look stupid. Fuck out of here.
Thank you, caller.
Did you see the other contestants that walked face, or you just saw Trey?
Caller. Oh, he hung up, or he's gone.
Okay.
Caller, you still there?
No.
Yes, caller. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't hear the question. Did you hear my statement?
I did. I definitely heard your statement loud and clear. But I was asking you, did you see the other contestants that walked face as well? What was your take on those?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. When I was walking back in the 40s, you had to have faith. All that makeup and all that hair dye, the category was not hair or fair. His hair looked nice, but the face was fucked up. The nose looked like they put it on. His mustache was half gone. All of the shit was gone. What is up with the blue contacts? What is he trying to be, an avatar? Come on. And the other kid that walked with him, kill yourself. Now, let's go to Fem Queen face. Anybody got any popcorn?
So did we get caller? What was your take on Fem Queen face?
Well, I don't know how the big girl with the long hair even got up on the stage. She's not face. And they gave her tens. Then you had a dumb Ebony screaming in the background talking about Ebony. Fuck out of here. Then you got Stasha. Stasha, please, please.
It sounds like a bunch of press on this phone. Girl, you cannot take.
I'm not finished talking. I'm a caller.
J-Rock, let the caller talk. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you, J-Rock. Lever pants. Listen, Michelle looks nice. Dasha looks nice. But why are you letting these girls who look nice win over girls who actually have face?
Who actually has face? Who? Call it out.
That it's got a girl looks really like, you know, somebody from back in the day.
Guess what? There was no Escada girl up there.
She was actually going to walk, you dumb bitch. Shut the fuck up and sit back somewhere.
There was no Escada girl. It was an Escada walking face, J-Rock.
There's an Asian girl that walked
Escada. The Chinese Asian girl?
Yes.
So you seen her over Sasha and everybody else?
But obviously, you didn't see her because you didn't even know where she walked, you stupid fuck. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
I'm not finished. I'm not listening to you.
You don't have to listen to me. You're nobody.
You know what?
Hey, Jasmine, can you tell a stupid fuck to shut up, please?
You know what? You can get muted, though.
No, you can get off the show.
You actually know me. That's what it is.
Yeah, man. I was there. I saw you. I smelled them leather pants from a mile away.
And, bitch, I didn't have on no leather pants, you dumbass bitch.
Well, stop wearing fake shit. Listen.
I don't.
I didn't call here to talk to a jerk.
Exactly.
At night.
J-Rock, just let him finish so we can go to the next call.
Thank you, Jay.
Good luck.
Now, I don't see how, you know, Starsha won over to Michelle H. Al, because it's like, I've seen that look on Starsha before. And then for $1,000, that's all they got to do is come out and walk. They didn't have a production or nothing. The ballroom scene is gone to hell in a handbag. It's nothing exciting anymore. And then the girl with the wings on, she was a cute girl, but face? Ah,
I think she has face, Carla.
Yeah, I do, too, overall.
I think she has. Look at the outfit
for $1,000.
Yeah, I think that's where she was a 007. She, you know, she's new, but
she should have been chopped along with the girl in the black gown. Come on. And what the hell is Trey doing to himself? Why don't he just stay home?
Oh my God,
don't you? I'm mad because the ballroom scene is getting fucked up by costume characters.
Wow. Well, caller, thank you so much for calling in. And the only reason why I let the caller speak is because fake voice and no fake voice, the caller must have been at that ball, and at least he was given his rendition of the recap. So, you know, let's just give him his little, you know, let his opinion. It's his opinion, and he just said what he felt. So more people call in. That's the problem. More people press one and say what they got to say.
Jeff, what area code was that?
It was a private call, J-Rock.
862-900,
you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, this is Lamel. I just called to say, you know, I had a great time in Dallas this weekend. And
hey, mother.
Congratulations, mother of the year.
Congratulations, Lamel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Uncle, yes, I really did need you this weekend, so we can have turns out.
I really have changed my wave a little bit. I've been pretty much on support system this quarter. So it very much, if you don't go nowhere, don't support nobody, I'm not wasting my time and effort to support you either. So that's how it goes.
Paul, oh, I like that. That's what's up. Yeah, it was funny. The ball was really enjoyable. I mean, I had a great time this weekend with Michelle and Lanaya. Thank them for coming out to the West Coast and coming. Well, thanks coming from the West Coast to come support the Gold Coast. You know, that was like their first time here. You know, so I really enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, we're going to see everybody there. Thank you again. Well, you know, Marcus is all the time and everybody else that was there. Y'all just keep up the good work.
You as well. Keep representing the Gulf Coast. You want to tell you why.
Thank you, caller. 202-450, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Bishop. I am in tears. But anyway, I was just sending a shout out to the ballroom scene radio blog show, man. Anyway, man. Look, J Rock, whatever y'all got down the golf, man, y'all keep on doing, man. And if you got to take over a show, take over a show. If you are the best in the world, take over the show, man. That's it, man. I'm listening. I'll press one again if I have something to say. But you guys are doing a good job. And this radio show has been, it's been going on for a long time. So I'm glad. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Fisher.
I keep telling them I was born a legend.
347-426, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, this is Keisha. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Jasmine. Hey,
hey, Rob. Hey, Keisha, what's going on?
Hey, Keisha.
Hey,
Keisha. Hey, Rob, you was a punk for letting that numbnot just talk to you the way he did.
Let them call back tomorrow.
All right.
Let them call back tomorrow.
All right, this is why I called. I'm going to piggyback on what he was saying. And in terms of certain categories. I'm going to talk about Silk Queen face and Butch Queen and Drag's face. And I think they have lost the touch because they're thinking, I think today's generation, they think putting a lot of paint and getting all this oversurge is what's considered face. And I think they lost the epitome of what face is. And I think they're losing because you put on some makeup or get a little surgery and you have face. And I think that's what's the problem with the ballroom scene in terms of face and Butch Queen Drag's face. I don't know how the fuck you feel if you put, anybody could put a lot of makeup on and get face. And I think they need to revamp and go back and watch the old tapes of what was Femme Queen face and Butch Queen and Drag's face. Now, you can put paint, but it's how you apply it. Putting a bunch of paint on or getting overly surged doesn't make you face. And I think that's the problem because I would have to agree. Some of these girls do not have fucking face. They have fucking either fucked their way or they paid their girlfriends or politics that had them to get to where they at. But some of them do not have face. I'm sorry. Sorry. My opinion.
Okay.
Question,
thank
concerns,
you,
comments,
Keisha.
Opinion? Opinion?
So,
question?
I think this is 2013, and if they're getting face in New York and L.A., then the ballroom should be able to get face, too. So I applaud the winner for being fucking over. If you want a new lip, if you want a new eye, get your fucking new eye and sell it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, okay, can we talk about the category? Can we talk about the grand prizes?
Hold on a second. We're going to go to the grand prizes in a second. Thank you, Keisha. We're going to go to that in a second. Let me just drop these numbers down real quick. If y'all calling in about the recap, calling about the recap right now, and then we'll go into some of the other stuff a little later, but let them finish with the recap. Brian, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
Brian. How are you?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jesus. Hey, everybody. Just listening and everything. I supposed to have been in Dallas to work, but I got rescheduled within LA, so I missed the ball. But I'm just listening and I'm enjoying the show. I'm glad that it's back on Monday night, and I'm just enjoying everybody on the show and enjoying hearing it back on air. That's it.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Have a good one. Okay, thank you. Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
I'm on the line.
Private caller.
Yeah, I just want to say I love y'all bitches. Y'all bitches doing y'all thing. But sex sucking dick. Why is Sasha titties on her neck like this? Bitch, back
caller,
the fuck
that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Trash Talk Tuesday, not tonight.
Okay, I just want to say see you sick indeed. Later, y'all.
All right. Marcus, go ahead with the grand prizes, honey.
Okay, before I go on, I want to say this, too. There was a BHAP conference, like a ballroom house and pageant conference, where a lot of leaders came together, and a lot of them were preventionists. For all of y'all sitting on that panel, for whoever, I'm just going to say this, for you guys, for people to have to give facts about syphilis and HIV and you guys not know whether the information is right or wrong,
ooh,
and you
tell it about
it's kind of like a disrespect. And because the information they were giving, they weren't really doing hard facts. They were giving things that you guys should know. And for whether syphilis is treatable or curable, I think had someone been able to explain to the young man why his answer was wrong or incorrect, it probably would have came off better, but no one could explain it. And if this is your field and you work with ballroom and prevention, you guys should be able to give an answer and explain it to them. That's just my personal opinion. So prevention people, we appreciate what you do, but maybe you guys can do it a little better. Would that say? Okay.
No, that was
cool.
Yeah, it was the truth. I mean, it was a few categories.
I wrote that category for a reason. And I told them to beware because you would have these people in the building, so your wrong answer could get you sent. So for them to not be clear about the answer, I'm like, ain't y'all the fucking professional? What? We'll wait on it tomorrow. Continue.
But okay. So I guess we'll go with the least controversial grand prize, which was Butch Queen Sex Siren. Congratulations to D, Ebony, for his $1,000 siren win. Well, child, I don't know about that. I'm just going to say Ebony. I don't want to throw up St. Patrick names in there. But D from the House of Ebony, congratulations. A few of the people that won that category should have been chopped because the category called for you in your favorite underwear covered in condoms, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
So covered means more than one, and it definitely should be more than two because you were at least covering your underwear in condoms, right? That's what that means, right?
Yep.
For $1,000. So some people got through that shouldn't have gotten through. Luckily, the person that won actually brought the category the correct way, and they really didn't call for nothing. So, you know, congratulations to him.
It did call for something. It said role play. You have to put on something. You have to role play, and then when you strip down, you have to have on underwear completely, you know, made out of condoms and, you know, filled with condoms. So,
okay, I missed that part.
That's why the Escada came out as a police officer. The one came out as dominatrix. The other one, and the D Black came out as a nerd and stuff like that. It was role playing.
Okay, got you. Okay. So congratulations to him. Okay, Butch Queen Faith. All right. The Gotti young man walked. He got chopped.
Somebody said he didn't have phase or his effect wasn't right. What was his chop?
Yeah, actually, and shout out to him anyway because he was Butch Queen Face of the Year. They said to bring it in an effect that you have never done before. And he always, you know, he always wears the, you know, he got the long hair. He's talking about pink gun.
Well, that's not what Queen Face said either. Like, I want to make sure that's the reason. Well, at this point,
they say bring it in a look that's never been done before.
No, that's what Sim Queen Face
said. Sim Queen Face
Butch
Queen Face said, bring it in a new look. And
right,
so
right, new look.
Well, it's really not because for him, he was being judged by people that didn't know him. So it shouldn't have taken, if the judges didn't know that was a new look for him.
But if you had one judge at that market that see that long.
It wasn't one judge.
Yeah,
the judges didn't chop. The judges didn't chop until someone from the side said he's done this look before. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you, he
like
just has long. You're not judging. So that wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when somebody says, oh, Virgin Vogue 1 year or less, and then somebody says, oh, well, that person's been voguing for 18 months. Well, how do you know how long this person been voguing? I mean, he probably would have got chopped anyway because the look was like a little, it really didn't look like $1,000, so it could have been that as well. Like, he had on, like, what's the word? Like, it just wasn't a polished look. You know, for face, you kind of look for, like, a sophisticated type of look, like, well-dressed, well, you know, the clothes are pretty pressed well, like, kind of model-like, right?
Right. You understand what I'm saying?
It didn't really give that. He gave more, like, H&M, not really like a clean, complete look like everybody else did. Make sense?
In other words, it's like he brought it, but he didn't bring it for $1,000. So, you know, I mean, he didn't take it like he has no shade or nothing like that.
He walked off.
You know,
okay. The Rahi boys walked. Zarion and somebody else, the Latino guy.
It was Zarion Mizrahi, Caesar Mizrahi, and Heat Mizrahi.
Oh, yo, three Mizrahis, yeah. And, okay, so the category said, make sure we get this right.
And Vincent Kahn came to walk the category.
Yeah, the category said, tonight is about new looks for the face category and to see, once again, some of Ballroom's most memorable Butch Queen faces.
So hit the Dallas stage one last time. So when they say new look, okay, I'm going to ask this question. With Trey doing the blue hair and with Jason doing the blue hair, would that have been really considered a new look?
If Trey never had blue hair.
Huh?
If Trey never had blue hair, it's a new look for him. And he did it. Jason had, you know what I'm saying?
Well, for Femme Queen Face, it said a look that you have never done before. But for Butch Queen Face, it says tonight it's about new looks for the face. So it's kind of like,
well, I guess it didn't. That's kind of hard.
He ever had a little curly updo like that, and all that type of stuff, and blue contacts and all that. So there's still those blue
stuff. I look at it like this, y'all, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, since everybody thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. If it's your ball, right, and it gets that technical, and you say, "Well, this is what I'm saying," it should go that way, right? Like, if somebody gets technical and they're not really understanding, and you as the promoter of that ball say, "I'm telling them if it's something, a new look for them." If they say it like that, ain't that the way it goes? If it's your ball, if it's getting too technical?
I try to leave the interpretation up to the judges, because what you wrote, it may not be what the judges are interpreting.
Right.
So at the end of the day, a lot of people say, "Oh, well, this person told me I could do this, or this person could tell me to do that." Well, at the end of the day, I might can tell you that, but it all depends on how the judges read it. But I also think this is kind of hard to decipher what the category was saying. So with that, I get what y'all saying. So I guess that's kind of why the judges, they erred on the side of being, they just gave everybody a chance for the most part for the look, besides the one boy that just was a little, you know, down. I mean, okay, it was what it was. But congratulations, Trey, Vincent, for making it to the last battle. You know, it was a
that was a nasty battle too. It was.
Exotic, where were you? That would have been a really hot battle too. Trey versus Exotic in Dallas, and they're like home in their home area. That would have been really hot. So.
Let me cut you off for 1 second. I'm getting a lot of inboxes saying the show is full. Clear the lines.
Ooh,
I'm not clearing no lines unless you guys are calling to talk about this ball. If you guys are calling to talk about the lipstick ball, then I will clear the lines. But I know the people that are trying to get through, y'all ain't go to nobody's damn lipstick ball, so stop trying it. Y'all should have called in earlier.
Okay.
Y'all know the show get full.
And I just want to let somebody know something, because she said something, and I just want to let y'all know. The new girl, that 007 girl, no seal, no surge, that girl is all natural. So for y'all, the people that be trying to read and everything and don't know these kids, that's hormone, okay? Thank you. And her name is London Mulan, London Milan, 007.
Right. She really is a pretty girl too.
Can I change the subject for 1 minute? What's up with the boy that was all on Tina and shit that last week in the pictures and stuff walking, and everybody was still living for him? How do y'all feel about that?
What?
Well, that wasn't last week, Jasmine. That picture was taken months ago, and he admitted to trying something one time and not liking it, and he's, you know, kind of, you know, changed direction. I mean, he's been out several times since then. You know, he lives his normal life.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just the media. What happened? Right. That was the media sensation, you know, sensationalism.
All right, thank you. Carry on.
Okay, Femme Queen Face. Okay, the category basically, I'm reading it now. So it's Femme Queen Face said, and a look that you have never done. So with that said, I didn't have a problem with Stasha had on, because I've never seen her with her hair like that, me personally. That's me. Now, that doesn't mean that it didn't resemble something that somebody else has done, like i.e. people said Dee Dee has done it. But reading the flyer, and I don't know if the flyer changed, because this is the event page, it's in a look that you have never done before. So Stasha, as a pageant girl, she could have changed her look and, you know, it been different.
I'm pretty sure she didn't, you know, make that mistake. Miss Shalay in her gold dress, I mean, this is a new category for her. I mean, really, Miss Shalay was walking Butch Queen up in drag. So we're used to, when we remember her, we remember her coming out in that, you know, $10,000 Cavalli gown in Atlanta. So we're used to her coming out really done. I mean, she's an Allure, she was Saint Laurent. That's what we're used to seeing her as. So this dress, in a way, was, you know, I guess it was different. So I respect what the judges did in that necessarily aspect. When it came down to Faith, they both were selling it. It really was a hot battle. J-Rob?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of seeing how the audience responded, okay, like at that point, it seemed as though nobody wanted, stop, now I'm going to say nobody, the crowd wanted the Texas person to win. They wanted the Gulf Coast person to win, but they weren't judges. And the judges panel did what they felt, though, was appropriate. So Stasha, I mean, just I heard it standing up there, too. People like, oh, that bitch should have lost and all of this. You know, y'all sit here and read this lady, but she's human. So you cursing at her and reading her and, you know, she didn't vote for herself, so why are y'all getting so mad at her? Like, she didn't do it. And then y'all expect her to be really, like, kind and humble and be like, oh, sweetie, you are wonderful. At that point, she was, you know, she was thinking about getting her money and walking off the stage and probably getting the safety, getting that dress off. You know, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. So I think y'all were a little critical on her. That's like, you know, being a public figure, always having to be around, you know, y'all expected her to be like a superhuman or some type of angel when, you know, she had her own thing going on too. J-Rob, your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion on that is, like I told everybody, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. If you guys are going to keep let Stasha come down here and take this money, if I was Stasha, I would fucking walk too. I don't care if you're a legend. I don't care if you're an icon. If you see $1,000, every girl can use a little extra 1,000 coin. And if you're going to let me take it, I'm going to take it. I feel that Stasha keep coming back and walking to let the other girls out of the state know that it is on our caliber, that these people down here in Texas is actually paying us. They're not shading us. Come down here. If you want me, come get me. That's her message to the other girls. And if I'm wrong, ask her. I know how this ballroom shit go, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, let's get into the madness. Why were you yelling at Clint ready to attack him and you had to go to the back of the ball?
I'm not going to come in of that right now. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
We can't give the recap of it tonight, and you go into the shady part tomorrow?
Oh, shit. I just don't like, I when I get on the microphone, I always argue with the panel. I don't like when people say something. If you're the kind of person that gives a chop, and you say it's a chop, I won't let a kid argue with your chop. No house member is supposed to sit up here and argue with your chop. It's a chop, let's move on. But if you come back and you double back and you play around on the panel, I don't like carrying on the panel when I'm on the mic because I will push everybody off the goddamn panel. And I'm going to leave it at that. And then tomorrow I will tell you what the real deal Holyfield is.
Okay. Well, can you answer? Y'all talked about, did Applesauce have on heels?
Yes, she did.
Okay. That was my question. I know she had on the shorts, but I didn't know if she had on the heel. Okay. Okay, and everybody else had on heels. Okay. I'll be honest. I think the stage, as small the stage was, from where I was sitting, Applesauce's performance, I agree with Clint, you know, with the chop. It was kind of, you know what I'm saying? It was just kind of, when they see the video, that maybe they'll understand. Like, it was just a little messy in comparison to the other people that had already gone up there. But she's also a bigger girl, so I guess they take some, you know, latitude in that, or, you know, give her a little bit of leeway.
From what he said is, he don't like to see the girl slide. Remember when she came up on the stage, she ran, slid into the dip? He don't like to see the girl slide. And I'm like, well, that means you'll be chopping a lot of legends, too. maybe because along with Slide, Glide, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Slides and everything. I mean, a bitch can't get dramatic for a second.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it calling for sexy performance?
Well, shit, she fucking rolled all over the goddamn floor. Y'all shading the big girl. What, y'all want to see? Okay, big girl can't get sexy, and then when she gone on and got a little pussy kind of dramatic, I mean, damn. She did what it said. It didn't say just sexy performance. It said a nasty overhand performance into a nasty cunt walk, and then you get on the floor and you sell your pussy on the floor. She twirled and everything all over the floor like it called for her to throb.
Well, I think people should understand when a category says something like that, sometimes it ain't for you every time. I mean, that's if a category said sexy performance or something like that, and you know that's really not you, that's not your night. Just like sometimes the categories say nerd. Some people can't look like nerds for schoolboys, so guess what? That's just
not, that's not
your night.
But that's not why she was pressed. Well, she's never pressed. She didn't like when somebody say, because, you know, remember Jack got on the microphone, he came back up, I left, and he said that's what started the controversy between me and the panel. He said, you remember Applesauce said, you're supposed to have a heel on. And he said, what are you talking about? Who chopped applesauce? And he was like, it's about to be apple pie up in here. Remember that? And then then they said, I didn't chop her. So she came back and was like, you did chop me. So then it was like he was playing.
He said he didn't remember that he didn't chop her.
And he didn't remember chopping her and all this kind of stuff. And then they said, so J-Rock fucked up. And that's when I went and got the mic and took the mic from Jack and said, no, bitch, don't try it on my motherfucking time. You're in my fucking city. Don't bring that shit down here. That's where that came from.
Oh, wow, okay. Tell Applesauce that maybe she should believe in the of the year curse. When you win of the year, some people pay it because they end up losing that night. And unfortunately,
and that happened three times? Yeah.
So, all the other years got chopped, huh? Except a few.
Either lost.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that. I never thought that superstition was true, but maybe it is in Texas.
But and then it was some more shade. I don't know who said it, but I think that was very disrespectful too. For, you know, I don't understand this. This is what I don't understand. You call down legends and icons from the East Coast because they know what they're doing, supposedly. And then they come down here and these young people look up to them. They see them on the panel and they say, okay, they're down here to support us. Then they hear comments like, well, maybe if she can't vogue, right, she can rap. And I'm like, who the fuck said that? That's why she said, no, I can tap. You see what I'm saying? So I don't understand.
Well, I think
that, like,
that it's great when you plan a panel, but I think that judges should be prepared, like especially for something like this amount of money that was given away. Shout out to Shamara too, because the crowd really wasn't that crowded, and for the amount of money you gave away, it looks like all the envelopes were there. I know everybody in my house got their money, so shout out to you. You obviously didn't do the ball for. Go ahead, J-Rock.
I said, and I gave my money right out of my pocket.
Yeah, I saw that too. So congratulations to you for actually doing, you know, having your money. You know,
Wait a minute. J-Rock, you gave money out.
I gave $300 out of my pocket. For
and it's a government and it's a government shutdown, and you gave money out.
Sadie, I'm not affected. That's why I don't listen to those stupid-ass girls that get on the phone and try to read and say, oh, you're not going to get paid. Yes, I do. They need to pay attention.
Mm.
The military did not get paid. I got paid.
Is there anything else that was... Where was all the Dallas... Where was all the Houston people?
I do want to give a shout-out to Stacey.
Did not pay myself.
I do want to give a shout-out to Stacey Ebony, the girl that did win, because she came out there, she was in a heel, and she gave me sexy... She gave me a sex appeal to her performance, and she won Sex Siren that night also. So I just want to give it up to her because she went in. I mean, and like Caesar said, when everybody, they kept shading it. Everybody want to yell all these freaking legends and icons. That ball, that beat is dragging. And Caesar said, no, that beat is over. Bitch, you can vote to throb. I'm just pissed off that Vaughn Allure wasn't there because he had a nasty I'm going to leave it at that. Prepare for Agarwal. That's all I got to say.
Okay. I think that's pretty much it. Like, it was what it was.
Who were some of the judges that we will all know?
You know pretty much all of them. Even though, okay, there was a pageant person up there named Silky Monroe. She was like the only person that wouldn't have been known. Everybody else was pretty
they
much.
They know O'Hara Monroe.
Yeah, they know her. She's a pageant, like, you know, girl. Everybody knows her.
Danny Escada.
Yeah, Danny Escada.
Naya Ebony.
Clint Lovin.
Aisha was up there for the first, like, for a while, and then she had to go, remember?
Yeah. Lanaya Ebony, West Coast Mother Ebony.
And by the way, before you keep on going, this is my first time ever seeing Aisha in person. She is so beautiful. I just wanted to let her know that. That is a beautiful woman.
Your
prodigy and Dominique for representing Latvia.
Who else was up there? Shannon Garçon.
And he was guarding that front row with for blood.
Was there anybody else? Jasmine Revlon. You know, she left with Aisha. And anybody else? It's like seven, right?
I think it was like seven of them.
Yeah.
But you know what the highlight of my night was? Because there was a lot of bullshit background type stuff going on. Like I said, Jasmine, Marcus, Rodney, I take my fucking hats off to y'all for throwing functions because a lot of these kids do not understand the pressure that comes behind the shade before a function, going around doing a bunch of shit on your own. Bitches got, they going to read it. Whether you throw a successful function or not, they're going to read. But that, I was very stressed out. That was another reason I went off. I was stressed out because it seemed like nobody was running around the fucking city of Dallas.
Why was Jack kept saying that they can't take the lipstick ball away from you. You know, this is not your last ball if you don't want it to be.
I'm glad you said that. If you read it, it said, lipstick ball for the final walk. Shamar is over it. He don't want to do it no more. He did it out of fun and the love of the city and the love for the kids in the city. A lot of us in Texas is family outside of ballroom. Just so happened when ballroom touched down here, we went to different houses. But once the ball is over, that's my sister. We've been knowing each other and brother forever. So he did it for the city every year, and too many people putting their hands in it, and it's so much shade. And when everything goes wrong, you know whose name's going to get thrown out there, and nobody's going to come to his defense because they're going to say he made every decision. It's going to be his name. So how you prevent that? I'm done with this. Y'all can have it, let it bounce around to different houses. So they decided, like, next year's Black Pride belongs to Ebony. Then the following year, that's Scott. Then you see what I'm saying? You just, every year, a different house gets to take over Black Pride instead of him just having it every year. He's done with it because, you know, it's just too much. It's not like it used to be for him. It was fun. He was putting on for the kids. Now it's like, oh, that bitch Shamar, or either that queen Shamar shaded me or shit. I don't even know. You know, and like a lot of people don't know when you're doing of the year. Some people take the votes and they don't vote. A lot of people didn't know that Shamar don't even vote for of the years, and these motherfuckers want to go around and say that he shaded them, but they didn't even know that he don't even vote for of the year.
That comes with the nature of throwing an awards ball. I mean, giving out the of the years, and I mean, it looks like y'all process is pretty, you know, seamless. I think, you know, y'all should vote in secret, like on paper or something, because when people get on the phone, you know what I mean? Like, people just don't feel as though they can be as honest when they're in person. But when you're doing a secret ballot or they vote on a computer or they email it in, people feel as though, you know, they don't have that pressure on their back. Because everybody isn't, you know, a confrontational person or wants to, well, why are you voting that way? You know, kind of like if you're voting at a ball.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know how y'all do it over there, but, you know, the people.
It's not in the bathroom.
No, I'm saying I don't know how y'all do it over there, but you gotta realize, like I said, the people that's on the board, we all know each other anyway. So when we know each other outside of ballroom, so we don't do all the stuff. If somebody got a disagreement, we say, explain yourself. Everybody has the freedom to speak. Everybody has the freedom. Explain yourself. Defend your choice or whatever. You know, or whatever. If I don't agree with you, sometimes we got to agree to disagree. We don't get into all that. And then when we finish, just like a leadership should do, you should come out united. You don't tell, like, no shade or nothing that went down behind the closed doors, because when you come out divided, then everybody else is going to be divided. And when they see the division, then it's going to fall apart. So whatever decision is made, everybody that's on that call or everybody that made them vote, they stick by it. And I stick by everybody that made votes, because we all doing this together. Now, if they fall off, that's on them, but I'm a loyal person.
Well, just for clarity, what balls counted towards of the year in Dallas?
It was only four major functions, because they only
had. Can you name them?
It was Lipstick Ball last year, Trey Garçon's New Year Ball, the House of Escada Mission Possible Ball, and the Black Glam Ball. Those were what was up for consideration for Dallas of the year. Next year, for Splash, we're not having an awards ball, but there will be a Gulf Coast Region awards ceremony. And that's being put into place right now for the whole region, for all the balls that happen the whole region.
I need to interrupt y'all for 1 minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Who is this in this wig? Is that Bishop? Child, hold on. Bishop, is that you in that wig?
Yeah, I got a new wig. Instead of the bush.
I'm not. Tomorrow, Bishop. They're going to get you tomorrow, Bishop. They're going to get you tomorrow. Y'all can continue.
Oh, and I want to give a shout-out to everybody that came, especially, you know, Houston always come up. They come in full force. I love the Houston, you know, the Houston ballroom members. I hate calling them kids, but the walkers and the ballroom young men and women, the people, especially Quayshawn, Vincent Kahn, because he came all the way down here to walk, thank you. But I have to say the highlight of my night was Femme Queen Realness with Big Sally Duvall. When Big Girl went in there, because the category called, your trade took you to the State Fair of Texas, and you cannot be Clark during the day. I've seen Sally during the day with no makeup, and she still gives Big Auntie Fish. They got pressed when she reached in her purse and pulled out that fucking turkey leg and started eating it, and on her second battle, she pulled out that State Fair of Texas cotton candy and started going ham on it and saying, my trade bought me this, and she won. That's her first time walking and everything. That was funny to me, but it was fun. She likes to bring fun everywhere she goes. She's really a showgirl, but she wanted to participate. And shout out to Corey and Caesar for coming. And shout out to Corey for that, what he did on camera. That right there kind of was like tear jerking, but hey.
Can you tell us a little bit about that video? Because I'm getting inboxes about that video and I can't really hear what he's saying. What was the guy actually saying in the video?
Okay, this guy down there, he's been down there for years. He used to walk Bazaar and all this kind of stuff, so he's always in some – he's in an effect at the club. But I think that he's kind of losing it. But since I've been out, since I've known this guy, he's always saying that he had AIDS. But when he went back to go get tested, he don't have them no more. And he was saying something like he went somewhere to get – you know, he's always told us this story. Like, he could say whatever he want to say, but this story always stayed the same. He said, well, you know, I cannot believe that Jesus healed me. And he always say that. And then he cry every time he said it. He's always been like that. And some people say he's crazy, whatever. You can say whatever. I don't know. But that's, he's always said
that. Which one is that, K-Rock? The one that had on the yellow?
Yeah, the one that's always dressed in Bazaar and always got on some big.
I thought he was
no shade. Sometimes he have on labels. He got, like, he's somebody. Like, I've seen him before.
Marcus, to tell you the truth, I honestly to God believe that that man must used to really walk balls back in the day, because you have to see some of the stuff he come out in. He has to have walked bizarre before, because he got, like, some crazy-ass effects that he just be coming. You're like, where did you get that from? What is in your closet? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw him with the yellow on. I've seen him several times before, though, and I always thought he was a label or something.
And you're right, Moni. He did say that. He do be saying that it, God told him not to do drag, so he stopped it, didn't do drag, he got healed. He didn't say that God told him not to be gay. He said that God told him not to do drag, so he stopped or something like that, and he got killed from AIDS or something like that, or HIV or AIDS. All I know is he said he went back to the doctor and he was cured. He's always said that. I don't know what.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy. It's weird. But my thing was, I was a shout-out to Corey, because that shows you how somebody really is. Whether Corey knew this man or not, his automatic reaction was to grab him and hug him and pull him in and console him because he started crying. So that's why I said shout-out to Corey, because, you know, a lot of people don't know people outside of ballroom, but that was a natural reaction. You see what I'm saying? And that's good to see in the ballroom, that people actually care for other people.
Well, shout out to Corey. If you guys are on the air, I mean on the phone lines, and you would like to tune in to tonight's weekend recap, we are talking about the lipstick ball, but I think we talked enough about the child.
Yeah.
First Fridays, there was an event in Philly, First Fridays. Anybody want to call in and give tea, like, you know, tea on that ball? Or if there was any little mini functions in your area, call in, or if there was any scandalous, you know, dramatic little things happening in your neck of the woods, please call in. For all the girls that are saying that the show is draining and these two little ballhead queens on the phone lines are just driving y'all insane, please
go to a ball
call
faggot.
In.
Go to a ball faggot and y'all can get a report yourselves.
My thing is,
not faggot, Marcus.
People when they hear that, Jasmine, that gets them up. When they hear the cursing and the disrespect.
Right.
That gets them big. No, that's they want to hear on my
don't,
night. You know?
Don't call for the wolves, honey. Y'all know how they are. The wolves will start calling in.
Okay, we can hang up the phone on them. It's no shade. I really realize this group, and just talking to some house members and people that were in Dallas this weekend, these people are really studying who these fake profiles are, because, you know, we read the profile, we read the comments they make, and it just go in one ear and go out the other. But these people can quote what y'all are saying. Y'all are making some lasting impressions on these kids, because they have been able to quote Laura, Devastating Diana. They were just, I mean, they had a whole debate in the ball about who is their favorite fake profile, and they swear I'm one of these fake profiles. And I can't even tell you. When they ask me this, I'm like, well, what did this person mean? I'm like, well, what are y'all talking about? And they'll be talking about a post from 3 or 4 weeks ago. I guess maybe I'm not paying that much attention.
I can imagine who was asking, honey.
Believe me, it was definitely, once they realized who it was, they're like, oh, my God. So do you really know who Devastating Diana is? Or bitch, who is Laura Spears? And you'd be like, I really don't know.
The shade is, though, is that Diana has called into the show and sat with us. Laura has called into the show and sat with us. Y'all can call in, and these girls, these fake, we call them fake profiles, but they is not afraid to come sit with the girls. Shout out to Penny, Diana, Laura, and all the rest of y'all, child.
And I will never add y'all to my friends list, because y'all will not get my tea. Only got one fake profile friend, and that is Brooklyn Pioneer Mona. And I can't say
they asked about her, too. I don't know. I mean, no shade. If I know who they was, I mean, I still wouldn't tell, but I don't know who they are. But they are analyzing y'all comments, y'all speeches, the way y'all type, the way y'all capitalize.
the girls are doing some investigations.
Yeah, they are. I have actually peeped a lot of that too, the spelling, everything. 267-242, you're on the air.
Might call for Laura.
Listen, so hot. They say we drained it.
Laura?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since it's on the 267, I'm going to go ahead and touch bases on Philadelphia. I wasn't there, of course, but I just want to give a shout-out to the House of Prodigy for House of the Most Trophies. I'm winning $1,000. Shout-out to Marquise for winning Sex Siren as well as Legendary Realness. Shout-out to L Prodigy for winning Schoolboy Realness. Shout-out to Rakim Prodigy for winning Thug Realness. Shout-out for Nina Prodigy for winning Film Queen Realness. And let's see what else. I'm trying not to leave nobody out.
You're going to have to get some other winners to be consistent as hell.
Shout-out to... something else, I can't remember. I didn't go in the group right now. But shout out to the house for winning the most trophies.
Mm. Okay.
Shout out to y'all. private caller, you're on the air.
I'm big. I just want to say, Marcus, you can't call nobody a faggot, honey. Because if anything, you mother faggot. But maybe not, because you wouldn't even be important in that house neither.
Say, sweetie, I didn't understand your twang.
Whatever. But anyways, where's Miss Dick and the Butt-Ass Johnson?
Ooh.
Where is he?
Why she
took
on
the
there?
Night off.
Dick and the Butt-Ass Johnson.
Why did you call his name? Because now he's here. Dickie, honey, you're on the air.
Oh, shit.
What's T?
How you digging the bit is, Jewison?
Look, let me explain something to you, you motherfucker homosexual bite butter. Don't fuck with me and don't knock on my motherfucking door. What
no
you should
man.
Do is go find you something
no
in the motherfucking
you
door. I'm not that motherfucking
like
person to play
stuff.
With. Get
you
your motherfucking stuff together, motherfucker. Only thing you need to do is worry about what the fuck you're going
to
be doing tomorrow. Take something and get
now,
some bread and butter in your motherfucking stomach, you dying ass queen, bitch, and I'll see you tomorrow, bitch.
Keep some dick in your pants. Nasty. With your nasty ass.
Where are you from?
With Cincinnati, with your nasty
ass. Nasty, bitch. You from Cincinnati? You have the nerve to call somebody nasty? Bitch, you got some motherfucking
bitch, won't you come? Bitch, I know you come out here and you suck dick, bitch. Fuck you talking to me.
Bitch, now, I might do a lot of things, but sucking dick is not one of them, bitch. You must be
Marcus,
one of them queens out blocked on Jack.
I know you suck dick. You was on that slim fast dick diet, bitch.
I was on a slim fast dick diet. Bitch, I blocked on Jack. Go ahead and just change your phone number, bitch, and download a new Jack, bitch, so you can hit me up and bother me again, nasty faggot.
Never that, bitch.
Yeah,
I love y'all, bitch.
Love you too. We'll see you in DC this weekend, right?
I sure will, bitch. And I'm not flying blacklisted, bitch, like you, bitch.
Bitch, I don't fly anywhere blacklisted.
Girl, because you can't fly no more, girl.
I can't. How you think I got to Dallas?
Bitch, you drove, bitch.
Bitch, work out. The struggle. Bitch, the struggle.
Bitch, you either drive or you took the Greyhound, bitch, because you can't.
Bitch, Greyhound. Bitch, go straight, bitch. Hey, well, you must be her.
Is
Greyhound wasn't the...
Sorry.
Is that caller Penny?
No,
no, he said he was from Cincinnati.
And Ms. J-Ra, I live for your commentations, girl. They be cute. They get me on my feet a little bit.
Thank you.
J-Ra, she give you a compliment.
I said thank you.
Why, bitch? At least somebody give you a compliment, bitch. Thank you.
I said thank you.
So what's the next ball in Cincinnati?
Catch me if you can. Oh, did
honey,
I
My bitch, Honey Dial, she sent it to me.
You say who?
Honey Dial.
Honey Dior?
Yeah, she finna come out here and throw something in it.
Oh, okay.
You mad?
Not at all. Not at all. Have you seen the last few balls in OKI? What you say? It's not like TJ?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think TJ is on a date right now.
TJ on a date?
I don't feel like no motherfucking TJ, bitch. Sound like my cheeks sucked in, bitch. No. Bitch, I ain't fucking dead.
Yeah, that person's not from Cincinnati, because they would actually, if they was from the OKI area or the Midwest, they would actually say a Midwest person having a ball there. But it's probably a Baltimore girl, no shade. They say, it's the first name they said was Honey Dior. Now, come on now.
Whatever, bitch. I don't really thought about it. Cause bitch,
but you happen to know Honey Dior. All right, thanks.
Bitch, but I happen to know you too, bitch. You ain't no bad.
That's fine. You're still discussing me on the radio.
Bitch, only because you're on the radio, bitch.
That's fine. So you can get on. You can go ahead and turn off the radio and turn on VH1 and watch
Up Girl. Can I become a co-host and these late bitches like Dick in the Bitch, Jumps in the Co-Host?
Thank you for calling, caller. We'll come back to you in a few. Go ahead, caller. Thank you. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, she got clocked. Go back, Jasmine. Started talking her real voice.
No, if someone else is on the line. Caller.
Dickie.
No, Robbie,
yeah,
that was
I want to make this real quick and real simple because it's not my night. But for any of you bitches who want a piece of this, tomorrow is your motherfucking day. I am so ready. And one thing that I want to say before I leave, you know, all of this alone for the night is this. Whoever, Miss Laura, definitely love you down now. We've got our little qualm squared away or whatnot, may not have you. But peppermint patty or paprika flowers, whatever it is, find you another bitch to do your dirty work. Because guess what? The bitch got read by a real profile. Anytime a motherfucker can read a fake profile, she's a disease. Get rid of that bitch. I'll see y'all all tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, sir.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm trying to log in now.
I got lost. Who read who?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
what
if you guys
like
are on the phone line and have anything else you want to recap, call in, honey. We got not that much time because I ain't sitting here all night.
Right.
I need to go watch Sleepy Hollow.
Well, Jasmine, what did you think of Scandal?
I was gagging. I lived. I was gagging. It was good to see it again. It was good to see everybody. Huh?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Oh, and I just want to make sure, because Rodney, he didn't see it the first night, so I didn't know. I didn't want to be a spoiler alert for him. You'd have been like, well,
yeah, Scandal was really good, honey.
Yes, it was. All those people that hate on Scandal, go to hell. Amari Khan.
Who could possibly hate on
Amari,
it, though?
Amari don't like Scandal. They have to mess with him. He says he's boring. It's just whatever.
Oh, my God. How could he?
Yeah.
Amari be at the Whitney Houston videos while Scandal be on.
Okay. Amari's at Whitney time all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm. Yeah, Scandal was really, really good. Do not forget this Wednesday, American Horror Story. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out. You know, my brother, everybody know who my real dog is. Give a shout out to James Kahn. He got a new car. He bought it by the crib. We took a ride in it. Got a new 2014 Porsche. Big Willie doing big things. So big shout out to James.
Shout out, James.
All right, James, nice. James, come pick me up from the airport / Greyhound for the girl. I came from.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me how to get it.
Yes, that's
that bitch did say, he said, I am hell and the, I am the hell and the high
and
water.
And the high water, yeah.
Bitch, I gagged.
And you know what? He's so believable as her father because her attitude seems like it could have come from him.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Very, 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 very good acting.
So now whose side are y'all on now? Y'all on Millie's side or y'all on the president's side?
I'm on the Megan High side, whoever do their thing.
Well, I don't know. One, it's no shade. The president turned, kind of turned it and put her name out there. Then Millie turned it and was like, oh, no, ma'am, it's not this time. It has to be a queen writing the show.
Millie did bring him right together when she said that. I had to think who would benefit the most from this.
It is you, faggot. Yes, do you hate that?
She stormed right in with that one. Because my mouth kind of like opened when she brought it to light. I was like, wow. But I give it up to the gladiators. They definitely fixed and cleaned that shit up. They definitely took Olivia's name and cleared it and gooped the other girl.
Calvin, did you catch up with all the scandals or you started from this new season?
Y'all will not talk about Scandal, and that is a Wednesday night thing. I done sat here season one, watched all of season two, and I got a lot of shit to talk about. Y'all will not do it tonight.
But we are Premier Plus Scandal watchers, so, you know.
Yeah, this was a slow weekend, too, so they got to feel the airwaves, you know, for our non-flying.
Yeah, we got to kind of feel the airwaves a little bit, honey.
next Monday, we're going to have the black party. We're going to have the function.
Right, it'll be a lot of scandals. Who got put out in their room, got arrested in the airport, who got knocked at Love, who couldn't get in the Rumble, who did this, who did that, it'll be a lot of scandals.
Next week will be one of those episodes, those shows that is going to carry over into the Tuesdays and Wednesdays and stuff. So tonight we can fill it in with some of the stuff, honey.
And I will have, if a situation has not been taken care of by next Monday, that'll be the first thing I discuss before we go into the current.
I think, Ronnie, due to next week being such a big week, that's going to get lost in the shuffle. I think you should go ahead and put it out there tonight or give them 24 hours to tomorrow. Because if you bring it up next week, it's going to be lost in the shuffle. In fact, it's going to be forgotten about.
But they're not going to forget about it because the person they feel is legendary and monumental in doing those type of things. Even though it wasn't his fault per se, his name will be associated with it.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I don't agree with that. I don't think that his disclaimer was already placed out there that he was not responsible for said actions. And, you know, that the individual people were responsible for, and I think your issue should be with that person and not the person that did not, the person.
DeMarcus, thank you for your 2 cents, but I'll let the callers decide that. Thank you.
Well, I think that's.
What happened?
Ronnie?
We'll talk about it next week, like I said.
We never had time to talk about it next week.
We will.
Well, y'all could talk about it on Frida's show on Wednesday if you don't want to.
When I know I've already gave them a week's notice, so I'm going to try to be a man of my word.
But I don't think.
Well, y'all heard
right
about it here, honey. He gave y'all a week's notice, so y'all got a week to get it together. Or next Monday, we are opening up with what Rodney has to say.
Now, what happens if it's if Monday comes and the week the person took advantage of the week? Then what? What do we got forward to look to? Then?
If they resolve it, then because of the ball and everything that's coming up this week, it's still going to be a full show. But I just wanted to put that out there first. If it's not done, so hopefully with the warning coming from here, they can get the issue resolved and we all could be happy.
Okay, now back to Scandal.
Why
are
y'all tagging me in this post, honey? Oh, listen, hold on a second, Calvin. Give me a second, darling. Why are y'all tagging me in this post with Miss Paprika and all the rest of them? Can y'all stop with all this foolishness, child?
Oh, and for the record, I've been kicking a lot of y'all motherfuckers out this group. I mean, I've been really kicking y'all motherfucking asses out, and I'm not accepting y'all back in once I kick you out. So keep it really cute. Tread lightly. Stop with all the fucking health reads, free promotion, and all the bashing and shit. All that needs to come to an end, or good night. That's what's going to wind up happening, because I'm not tolerating it. I'm sorry, y'all can continue.
I just want to know why Kerry Washington's face always looked like she's about to cry. Every episode, every time somebody says something remotely mean or ignorant, she's like, she's always giving that crybaby bitch face.
I mean, I guess she'd be gearing up to the scene because she know at one point of the show that she's going to have to burst into a mean look or a sad or something, so her face is just might be geared toward that look. Like when she was in the storm cell with Fitz when he wanted to hug her, she just broke down, like, real bad. Like.
But wasn't that one of the key rules? Remember in the beginning when Quinn was about to cry and the little Huck was like, that's one rule, we do not cry in here, we do not cry. She don't cry, but fucking Olivia done cried like 30,852 times since the damn show started.
But she hasn't cried in front of them.
She never cried in front of them.
Okay. I will admit, I do love this fucking show, though. And I'm very upset that I just finished the last show of season two today, so now I have to wait every week to watch it.
No, you have Hulu?
Oh, no, I've seen every season from, every episode from season one and season two.
Oh, you mean
the first episode of season three?
Caught up, now you have to watch it every week like we do out of anticipation of waiting on what's going
to
happen.
Oh, well, hell, you should have to wait long because guess what? They're gonna wait till it gets October. They're going to skip 2 and 3 weeks before a new episode come on and for holidays, they're going to skip a whole month. And hopefully they actually recorded a full season this time.
I hope so, because I would just stop watching. No, I can't stop watching.
You won't stop watching it, right?
The show is just too damn good. I mean, I just want to talk about how fucking fierce she is. Like, I don't know. She played this part. I mean, if she doesn't win some kind of award, an Emmy, an Oscar, something, she played
it. They served her last year.
Yeah, Marcus, what did you think about it? Wasn't it like last month or a couple of weeks ago, the Emmys?
Mm-hmm. It has been said to be one of the most talked about shows on social media when it's on, like the most interactive show. And she wasn't even getting really paid a whole lot of money per episode. Hopefully they've increased her pay because she's definitely
brought the ratings to the network.
Right.
Well, she got nominated for work, Miss Applesauce. Now I know who you are. Sorry. Yeah, if she was nominated for an Emmy and stuff like that, best believe she's getting a bigger paycheck, honey.
They probably didn't
think Scandal was gonna take off the way it did, and you know, when it took off, honey, Scandal's really good. I really love Scandal. Scandal is one of the only shows that I watch while it's live. Like, you know, I usually let things build up on the DVR or watch it like later on so I could forward the commercials or maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes into the show. But bitch, I'll be counting down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like that's what I'm mad about now. Like before I could just go on Netflix and just watch every fucking episode in a row, no commercials, no breaks. And now I have to be like the rest of the mortals. And
do you know how much she's earning for the whole season three?
How much?
It's not enough. $3 million.
Really?
That's it.
Damn. That sucks.
Right, because some people get $1 million per episode.
Well, I guess she got approved more than three seasons, because, you know, there was a point where they were talking about taking it off. But everybody was talking about it. I don't get that.
If ABC would have dropped it, somebody would have bought the show and put it on their network immediately.
I think it's because they spilling too many true tea secrets, but in false tea forms.
get what I'm saying? Like, because every time I look at the government now, I can't help but think about Olivia Pope and the rest of them. Like, what the fuck is really going on behind, you know, the curtain?
So y'all think the girls gonna riot when they only get a paycheck for 1 week, this week, the ones that actually have been furloughed?
So who are the ones that have been furloughed?
Like, people that work at, like, they have federal jobs, but they're not military or essential staff. So, like, no shade, federal parole officers. I don't think they were considered essential. Or people, some people who work in air traffic control, because if you fly right now, all the websites have on there, like, you know, just be aware that flights can be affected because due to the governmental shutdown, because there's not that many people in the air traffic control towers.
I don't think people will riot. I think it'll just be a lot of, you know, either walkouts or strikes or something.
Well, no, they're already not at work. But think about it like this. This would be for people who work federal jobs. On Friday, they would get paid for 2 weeks of work they have already given, but they're only going to get a check for a week because they only have enough money to pay them for a week. So if it's you on work 2 weeks, bitch, and they're about to mail you a check for 1 week or deposit one of your weeks, they owe you another week worth of work or pay.
Well,
when do it?
Get a piece of what in record mode? Bishop, what are you talking about?
Hello?
Yes, Bishop.
Did y'all hear about the new Wonder Woman that's coming out in 2014?
Yeah,
I
saw that.
Y'all hear about that?
No.
The new Wonder Woman movie that's coming out in 2014.
And when did you hear about that, child?
You trying it. It's on YouTube right now. You can see half of the trailer for Wonder Woman.
A fake trailer.
No, it's not a fake trailer. Wonder Woman is coming out in 2014.
Who got the lead role?
And ain't no real Wonder Woman coming out in 2014, child. It's fake.
I'm telling you, Wonder Woman is coming out in 2014. You got to look at the trailer.
Send me the trailer. Post the trailer, Bishop. Post the trailer. I can tell you now, it's not coming. It's not happening. But go ahead. If y'all want to believe it, go ahead.
I'll be glad when they make up their goddamn mind.
So what happened to the black lady that in D.C. and, you know, they killed her. Stuff like that.
What happened in D.C.? I don't even know what really happened.
No shade. Don't sound like they know either. She just started. They said she has a history of mental illness. And she tried to drive her car into the White House in the Capitol Hill, and they just shot her.
So did she really die?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, no. Why did I hear with some organization, some secret society that said that if the government shut down, if they don't stop the government shutdown, that this was going to continue to happen?
Oh, they drunk. They had a baby in the car and everything. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
So he posted a trailer?
Did he post a trailer, Joe? It ain't no real Wonder Woman coming out in 2014. I know that for a fact, too. They ain't even got a trailer for Batman versus Superman. That trailer ain't even out. And that's like, what, 2015 or something? So how are they going to have a trailer for something that's 6 months away?
Well, if they got the trailer out, they should already know who was in it because the trailer means they all filmed it.
The trailer would definitely have whoever was playing Wonder Woman.
It ain't happening. Not yet. They can't even get a damn TV show together.
Since we're all over the place, I'm going to switch the gears for one quick second. We can go back to the TV show. To all my G-men,
And to all Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it will get better. We pray, we're confident, we still support our teams. It will get better. Shout out to all the New York Giants and Pittsburgh Steelers fans on this listening to the radio station.
Mm.
Yeah. You trying to, J-Rod?
Yeah, I would like to read about the hospitality while we was here. Y'all really didn't accomplish. I went to Mama Faye's barbecue after no one would take me to Rudy's.
Katie Mae.
And what's her name?
Katie Mae.
No, Mama Faye's barbecue.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It was good, but it only took 2.5 hours to get the food. They was busy.
Oh, damn.
It's no shade. It took. So, shout out, the food was good, but I ain't never waited 2.5 hours to eat nothing.
Bishop, honey,
I told y'all that was a fake trailer. That is a mixture of different movies made into a fan trailer. And the girl that's playing Wonder Woman was the girl that was going to be on the TV show that they was going to air. They only filmed one episode, and then it got canceled and never was picked up. I think it was going to come on NBC last season around this time, and it never was fully picked up. But it's a mixture of different movies into one little fan-made trailer. So
well,
I'm sorry, guys.
That. I think I would have watched that. I don't even watch TV.
No free promotion. We're not doing free promotion.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was answering a question from somebody.
I was wondering why wouldn't they pick up Wonder Woman? I think people would have watched that.
Probably because the series is so untouchable that they don't want to fuck it up. I don't know.
Right. So,
I think eventually it'll happen, but
they would just computer graphics and animation and everything out now that you would be able to twerk it and make it right. But you know what I'm saying? It was
prime. But I think finding that perfect leading lady is where the issue is.
Go ahead and do everything else and make Beyonce be Wonder Woman. Fuck it.
No shade, that would be over. She would have to gain a little bit more weight, though, because Wonder Woman.
She got the body for it, so go ahead and give it to her.
At one time, they said Angelina Jolie would have been the perfect one.
She ain't got enough weight on her. See, if Beyonce get back up to that gold member weight when she was on gold member, that would be the perfect Wonder Woman.
As far as action figure body type, Angelina Jolie is that person.
Baby, Wonder Woman was not action figure. That was an Amazon big lady. She was a big, beautiful fish. Go back and rewind it and just tell attention to her body. That was like big thighs, big. She was a full figure woman. There was no Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider body. Y'all getting me
713-538. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Good evening.
This is Stacey Ebony.
I'm
kind of hoarse from the weekend. I want to give a shout-out to Dallas, Texas, and everybody else who came out, you know, to support Dallas, Texas, even though our ballroom scene is getting small, but it's pumping back up from back in the day. So that's a good shout-out to that. Hey, Father Cocktail.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Nothing much. I just want to say something about the Film Queen Face thing. A lot of girls, I don't want to give any specific name, but a lot of girls are like reading Sasha, saying that, you know, she's too old to be walking in a category, and she's legend and all this other stuff, and you know, she was just so cocky and confident. $1,000 is a lot of money. So, like all these up and coming girls, I don't understand why they're not going out there and getting their money. If they bring this lady so bad and you smack your face over her, why aren't you going out there getting that money? That doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't.
Well,
Well, let's ask this question. Okay, you're now to Ebony, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ebony's are really known for realness, right? So let's
right.
say you were having a ball, right? And you want
right.
the masters of people to come. And it, people not, because, you know, people can always say it was a setup. You know what I mean? That's the girl's favorite line, right? Would
right.
you do a grand prize, like, something that you know that the Ebony's would have a really strong shot of winning, i.e. open to all realness, 7 trophies for, like, $5,000 or $1,000, do you think? So, like, with it being face and it being a garçon throwing it, like, some people might have thought that the categories were geared towards garçons because that's what they're known for. Even Sex Hour, no shade, you know, they're known for Sex Hour, too. That's the two categories they really excel in. So some people kind of didn't go just because they were, you know, and it wasn't
I honestly feel like these the girls who are in the scene now who are hot, I honestly feel like they would have left with that $1,000 and Sasha wouldn't have left with it. Because those judges were being fair, because if that was the case, they would have chopped that 007 girl. So I do think London. If London made it all the way through.
That was the only one that
should
have been chopped?
No, I don't think she should have been chopped, but I'm saying, let's say if Tiffany Chanel would have came out and walked, I think it would have been a different story.
You're just saying somebody with a name, somebody who actually brought a total package, had they come, Sasha could have been beaten. That's what you were saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that. Had somebody actually really made a big moment, Sasha could have lost, and nobody wasn't able to say anything. But I think Dallas is one of those places where, and I hate to say this, Fem Queen Face is a very expensive category to get ready for. Like, they've been rewarded in ballroom now because they have a certain expectation. Like, when those girls come out this weekend, they're probably going to have makeup artists and hairstylists and people to hold their dress and hold their bag. And
are you talking about the weekend?
Well, we don't promote, but yeah. But, you know,
yeah.
That's probably saying the way we said it. But, right, so honestly, the big film queens probably won't come out for $1,000. That's the sad part.
Girl, well, let me go get third so I can go get the $1,000.
Right, go ahead and go get the $1,000. No shade. Jasmine, do you agree?
Beautiful to be out. 100%.
Because
there is a lot of girls who could have took that money that night. Like,
oh, it's girl that could have walked it.
Because did y'all realize it didn't go like you were saying, one Sasha, two Sasha, three Sasha, four Sasha.
Right.
It was like one Sasha, one 007. So, you know, two
007. And I think that's what shocked a lot of people, because they was expecting for it to be just one Sasha, two Sasha, three Sasha, four Sasha, because it's Sasha. But it really wasn't going like that. So I do commend all those judges, because they were judging fair.
Well, right, and I think what happens is you have to realize that sometimes people say being a legend helps you, but sometimes, and I've seen it happen, being a legend actually hurts you, because judges don't want to give it to the legend if they didn't really exceed the expectations.
Right.
Right. You didn't really give a legendary moment. So if you up there and you are your definition of your category, but if you didn't really serve that statement or that star, people, like, they'll say, okay, well, I'm voting for the star because she kept up with you. You know what I'm saying? She should have been able to keep up with you.
Am I your one like that? Remember, am I your one like that? Wait a minute, am I your one of a star? Like, remember when she was new?
Well, now that's a different case. Amaya's like a, when you have a girl like that comes out that's just like a, you know, like a, just one of those beautiful golden girls, that's kind of different. She's kind of rare. Like, it's almost like when an exotic came out, you know, she's
real,
you know,
before
a
transition.
Type of look. What'd you say?
It was still before a transition and everything. She was just in a wig and a get up.
But I mean, But I agree, Stacey. Hold on. This is Stacey that won Sex Island?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you. I was going to say it. She did. Y'all was reading in the back talking about this girl ain't having no pumps. She had on red pumps, and she showed
them
to
me. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone, all the digits for that, too, because everyone in a Gulf Coast think female figure performance is just supposed to be dramatic. Like, you bitch, if I'm not slamming my body on the floor about to have a concussion, I'm not voguing. And I'm too thick and too soft to be hitting that floor that hard. So I do want to say thank you for making and recognizing that soft and cut actual femme queen performance look. Because a lot of girls down here really want to fight me because they're evil like that.
Oh, my God, they want to fight you.
Well, not like fight. You're just saying kind of like they, like people are being.
No, she said fight.
Like they ready to storm my LSS every time.
That
all
kind
right,
of fight.
Not fight as in
no.
Put hands on.
No,
they don't
no,
put
not,
their hands
on.
Yeah, not physical fight. Marcus, you is a mess.
Well, no, I was trying to get the ratings, but the girls reading.
Girl, it would have been time to get out of doubt in Texas if they was trying to fight you, darling, honey. We need to get you out of there.
Girl, they're not that great.
But thank you for calling in, caller, and congratulations again.
Well, there was no scandals at the hotel. There was nothing that happened. Did y'all see the car that hit the pole right next to the hotel or ran into the building right next to the Crown Plaza?
Oh, so they was probably on that shit.
They probably was some queens. So. Oh, was that the girl? Did nobody tell me?
I just know somebody.
What happens in Dallas stays in Dallas to J Rock.
Not really, because, baby, somebody picked up my daddy's bag after he did his show, and I had to end up going up to the Crown Plaza and down there go to a sex party just to get a bag. I don't, but luckily,
the sex party was canceled. That was not the only thing that was canceled, J-Rock. Why did they throw shade at your Rumble?
I'm going to tell y'all just like this, and I love you, Jack. But, Jack, I think you shaded the Rumble. You don't remember when Jack got up there and said, that Rumble tomorrow is not a ballroom. Nobody asked me for that name. And he said, it's the Crumble. It's not the Rumble. And nobody showed up.
It's the who?
The
Crumble.
Bitch, and it crumbled. But guess what, though? They gave me my coin. And I thank you.
So, Gio, you went to the building and was waiting and stuff like that?
Baby, I was in that building. The J Settles was in there. I was prancing around with the microphone. I said, well, bitches ain't coming. These bitches ain't coming. And then then Derek came over here and gave me my coin. And I said, I got my motherfucking coin, bitch. Let's go.
And
I pressed it right on to Houston in that same night. As a matter of fact, I haven't been asleep. Fuck.
So they should. That's the second Rumble that's been canceled. Y'all shouldn't do balls the day after.
Let me tell you something about Dallas, baby. Anybody that come to Dallas, don't do a Rumble on the Sunday because you're not gonna shade Havana. Havana is going to get the crowd.
Yes.
I don't care unless you find some kind of after set. Because a lot of people are saying, okay, what ball is? I said, bitch, now y'all know it ain't no motherfucking ball after no 2 o'clock on no Sunday. Unless they have it at S4.
Well, can we ask a question? How do you have a rumble? How do you have a rumble for a ball and the ball really only had 100 people there? What are you rumbling for? All of that should have been handled at the ball.
It was something that they were trying to do for fun. It shouldn't have been called a rumble.
The problem is, okay, y'all scene is new. Don't oversaturate y'all scene. Y'all should make them hungry for a function. So, you know, no shade. In a city like New York or somewhere where people stand for the weekend. But no shade. Them girls hit it out of Dallas. People, no shade, the ball's over at 9:30. I saw people checking out at 12.
They were checking out because they couldn't pay for that extra night because there was a lot of girls that said they were checking out, but they didn't leave.
But I guess, you know, in Dallas, the night before the mini ball might be okay because the last time we did that, it was nice.
There you go, Rodney. You have to do, if you want to do a mini function in Dallas, you have to go the night before the ball. Because now that's cute. But Sunday night, you're not going to beat Havana. You're not. That's solid.
It's $5 to get in, and Long Island and Patron Margarita, $7. Yeah, I'm not going to a mini ball either. God, you can
be
for that.
Well, the shade Rodney was, the mini ball was actually right up the street.
I'm talking about like two, like a hop, skip. You could have just hopped across the street. It was right there.
were they having Patron Margaritas for $7 too?
No, no.
Oh, I wasn't going. Havana, I love you.
And guess what, Rodney? After Havana was over, the police was like, God damn it, get out. People, go home. Them people was toasty. They was like, bitch, you're going to have to arrest me tonight because I can't walk. Them ones was sitting on the curb.
They get real full up in there. And then after that, everybody walks down to the gas station for the excitement, the fight.
Yes. Rodney, you, bitch, Rodney, you are not no Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, we give all out to the
parking
lot for another hour.
Or you go in the Zinnies and get some pizza.
Yeah. Until they say we close, get out.
Yeah, we can get out. Yep, that's Dallas. You ain't taking over Sunday night, baby. And if you really want to just stay out there, you got to go down to S4, that big club down there, and they be playing house music
that's
all night long.
That's where like everybody was at, was S4.
Yeah, that's where everybody was at, S4.
Right. They kept asking me on Jack, like, well, where you at? And I guess my hotel was near the S4 club, so I was gay.
Yeah. S4 is a big, huge club. It's like two clubs and a, no, three, yeah, two clubs, a VIP room, and one. So it's really huge.
They tried to trick me. I know you was Jay Set and talking about y'all had a dance competition at the club. No, that's Jay Set, nigga.
Oh, did they try to pull that?
Yes, he was like, yes, I have to go to the club. I have to go tonight. I have a dance. I have a performance. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, what time is your show? They was like, it's at the club. Oh, no.
You're going to go buck.
Oh, quick question. Who won? Did they have a category lip sync performance at the ball?
What'd you say?
Nobody walked lip sync performance.
Kennedy, I thought Kennedy was going to walk, but she didn't.
What about
Kennedy? I think it was. I don't remember.
Yeah. Something extra to do.
Hey, that's cash you keep in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Well, yeah, J-Rock, it's no shade. It seems like every time I come to Dallas, there's not much to talk about. But when I miss it, it'd be a lot. It'd be teas and scandals.
I don't know. Well, that means you bringing all this. You should have stayed your ass at home. We would have had a motherfucking goddamn big blast. But every time you come, some shit go down.
There's no shade. I was just saying that to myself.
Well, you came not last time, but the time before that, Marcus, you came, you just didn't make it out.
Well, right, but, I mean, that it just was nothing to do, but there's no shade. The bitches didn't even ask me, did I get something to eat, Rodney? It was some horrible. In fact, all the Dallas people that came to the after party, to the meet and greet for North Carolina, y'all are off the list. Mm. Well, none of them was there either. So.
Last time I went to Dallas, I didn't get any ballroom support because I was there for the football game. After some other ball, so... Nobody in Dallas showed me love.
Well, I wasn't there, so,
you wasn't.
But I tell you what, one more thing that I forgot to say. I'm going to start putting motherfucking sandwiches on tables. Fuck you motherfuckers that did not. Let me tell you something. I sat there and watched Brown Sugar fry the fuck out that chicken. We fucking was trying to steal that motherfucking chicken and that them hot wings and them barbecue wings and them fresh organic fruits that came from the motherfucking Whole Foods and them sweet ass strawberries. And all the thing y'all did was drunk that motherfucking punch mixed with goddamn Everclear. And they spent all that money on them motherfucking, on all that food, them cookies, all that stuff. And it was like a lot of it. And y'all always complaining, and the table was $75.
but they gave you all this stuff, and nobody like,
you have to
what?
Put the stuff on the table, but the girls don't want the stuff off the table. They just want to see it there.
Girl, I'm giving you a sandwich. You know what? If you come to my ball, I'm going to throw a ball, and, bitch, I'm going to keep it real. It's going to be 40 ounces and Rudy's chicken. I bet you bitches eat that and drink that shit. I'm putting Schlitz. I mean Schlitz. I'm putting Schlitz malt liquor, Mad Dog 2020, Irkin Jerk on the table. Bitch is going to be like that was the best ball in history. And I'm putting Tina, I'm going to put Tina and Lines under the table. He ain't going to never see nobody up on top of the table.
No, don't do that, baby. You're going to have the DES come kick your, shut your function down before it starts. You're going to be on the do not promote list.
Oh, Marcus, they finally made a drink that I couldn't touch last night. It was a Molly Punch. I had to pay.
A what? no.
Yeah,
man.
What?
What does it
a
look
Molly
like?
Punch.
I know not to get none.
Big shout out to the 757 for their Molly. They definitely called, told me before they was while they was pouring it. Bob, I said you might not want this, so I respect them for respecting me.
Oh my God, they dropping Mollies in the drink?
They had a Molly Punch. Everybody said it was good, and they was floating around the room.
Was it a? Is it
well,
a liquid Molly or what?
Float on.
I guess you put it in and stir it up the batch.
We gonna have a special announcement from Jason. Jason, you're on the air. Jason Bridge.
Sorry, that's a cricket song.
Okay, Jason Bridge, honey. Hit me back, honey. I wanted you to give a special announcement about Molly's. We also have Jason, who was on our show last Wednesday and was giving us some insight on a lot of the political stuff that was going on in our world. Jason is back tonight. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. Good show tonight.
Hi, Jason. So tell us a little bit about this D.C. thing and this woman again.
Well, there's actually two stories to tell. There was a second incident at the National Mall the next day. But for the first story, the woman's name was Miriam Carey, a 34-year-old dental hygienist from Stanford, Connecticut, who had tried to ram her car repeatedly against the gates leading to the White House. So Secret Service had responded, as they would have, and proceeded to try to arrest her on the scene. She left the gates, sped up towards the Capitol, where they chased her, and ultimately she was shot and killed in her car on the scene by Secret Service. When I first heard this case, I thought, oh, God, this woman had to be black. She couldn't have been part of the Tea Party. Like, I felt like it would have been more appropriate if it was some hillbilly in a pickup truck. But what's sad is that it seems that she suffered from postpartum depression. The baby in the car was a year old, a little girl, and she had already been hospitalized for depression. And now reports come in that she had said that Obama was watching her and that she became fixated on our president. So when you think about this case, it's so sad because the Secret Service has no idea who is ramming their car against the gate. They could have had a dirty bomb in their car. They could have had explosives. That's the possibility. They always have to act as if it's the worst case scenario. It's just a shame to see mental illness take someone else from us. You know, it just sounds like, why does this have to happen when we're still fighting over the Affordable Care Act? You know, why did our government shut down? And still, you can see evidence of people losing their minds on a daily basis. It's a real tragedy. And I doubt anyone will talk about this woman in another month. And that's the real shame here to me. How do y'all feel about it?
I feel like we should have you on more because, no shame, your reports are over.
Oh,
well,
thank
that's
you.
Why he's here tonight. He's such a gentleman. You said something happened the next day. What happened the next day?
Yeah, so gag about it. The next day, Man dies after setting himself on fire at the National Mall. Y'all know the National Mall, the big park that separates the Capitol from all the museums. So there's a video that exists of this black man setting himself on fire in the middle of the National Mall and burning to death while people try to help
God.
Him in the middle of the day. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Crazy, right? I'll put a link of it on the chat room for you guys. I read it on Raw Story. And I just can't, I'm putting a link now. I just can't imagine, like, that's two examples when you consider the Navy shooting, not 3 or 4 weeks ago. There's three examples of minorities who aren't necessarily prone to these kind of acts losing their minds. So Fox News, the bastion of truth that is those bullshit, has now tried to say that this woman was a victim of the depression medication she's on, mind controlling her, and that there's the possibility of these MK Ultra waves affecting us, and that's why they always try to put us on medication. I don't take that very seriously, but the conversation is being had by a lot of people. So that's what I wanted to include for you guys. It's out there, whether we want to believe it or not, you know?
So, Jason, do you think the force was unnecessary?
My heart says yes, but my brain says no. Like, there are people that are actively trying to kill our president, right? More so than a normal president, more so than any of the white men that have come before him. This is a man that for the past 5 years since his first election has been called illegitimate, has been called a terrorist, has been called a Marxist, a socialist, all these names. So I don't put anything past the vanilla in this country that hates our black president. And if I was working for the Secret Service, I would respond to any threat, especially a deadly weapon like a car that could have had a bomb in it, right? We know it didn't, but it could have at the moment. I would respond to any of those things with lethal force to protect that man. Because for me, that man does more for us than we ever acknowledge. That's my impression. How do you guys feel?
I totally agree. You know, although I'm not a big fan for Obamacare personally.
Okay.
However, what I feel that would be a better solution is that I think that we should be taxed more and all those services be free. I think you should be able to go to college for free. I think you should go to the doctor and for free, like it is in Canada, like it is in a few other places.
Sure.
So I'd rather us pay more taxes, you know, and I think they said it would take roughly like basically 50% of everyone's income. So 50% of a doctor's income, 50% of a McDonald's income. But you wouldn't have to worry about college. You wouldn't have to worry about any social programs. You wouldn't have to worry about health care.
Sure. Is that Jason? I'm sorry. I'm still learning.
I'm Marcus.
Sorry, Marcus. So I'll tell you, like, I'm not psychic, and I'm definitely not somebody who tries to be a downer, but I don't believe for a moment that we will ever see in our lifetime a national health care, a single-payer program in this country. Our economy is based on health care. Like 25 to 30% of our revenue as a country is now in the healthcare industry. It's why Obama tried to tackle healthcare first. Because the way to stop us from this recession is to fix the growing cost of healthcare. If you look at the Affordable Care Act, now named Obamacare, which is going to get those motherfuckers when this is successful, because we will know for history that Obamacare helped people in this country, not hurt them. But when you look at what the ACA actually is, it really is a blowjob to private insurance. I went to look on the ACA website once it went live, and all it is Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. It's all people we would normally have if our employer provided it. There's nothing that'll ever give us that kind of coverage, and I believe we deserve it. It's just unfortunate that our government and the lobbyists have a stronger voice than our voice. It makes you want to go to the mall and set yourself on fire because you know that that shit will never work. Nobody will listen to you. We lose 44,000 Americans every year to not having coverage. Isn't that an astounding number? 44,000 Americans yearly die because they don't have appropriate coverage. It's crazy.
Hold on a second. We have a couple of callers really quickly. 718-635, you're on the air. 718-635. Private caller, you're on the air.
Now, wait a minute. I hadn't even planned on calling in here until you got to talking that crap. Now, you talking about if you was the Secret Service and what you would have done or what have. Why the hell they didn't do that to that damn Senator Patrick Kennedy that was ramming his car in front of the gate? If the CIA had enough time to pull that baby out, they could have seen that that woman didn't have no weapon and pull her out the car as well. And if you're going to be shooting at a car with a bomb at it, you still going to hit the bomb and it's still going to blow up. Shit just ain't adding up. That woman, sister, then came on a couple of programs and said that they ain't describing her sister. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Honey, what about the Tuskegee experiment back in the 40s when your government that you love so much injected all the men with syphilis and didn't tell them and wanted to see the effects of what syphilis did on them?
Okay. Well, you've said a lot, and I want to respond to each point. I don't want to speak over any of the panel. Is that appropriate? Like, can I respond to Grandma, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't claim the Tuskegee experiments. I was not born in the 40s. I was born in 1980. So I can't claim our history. I just find that shameful. So I'm going to move on from that. And to respond to the comments of what happened in this incident, they were shooting at the driver, as you're instructed to do when someone is presenting deadly force towards our nation's capital and our president. Their job is to keep our senators safe.
Did you just not hear what I said earlier? Did you research where Patrick Kennedy, a senator, ran his car into the fucking gate, was rammed into the gate, and they did not shoot at him? Now, another thing, use some logic. If you got time to snatch a baby out the car before you shoot the driver, you have time to snatch her out as well.
No, I don't. I have not read any reports that the baby was taken out of the car first. And what I said to you was, originally, that once she stopped ramming the White House gates, they tried to get her out of the car in order to arrest her and end the situation. She turned around and headed towards the Capitol. I don't know if you've ever made it to the D.C. Maybe in your younger days you participated in civil rights marches, but that shit's not next door, bitch. It's far. So she took off.
You didn't have to go there with the shade or what have you.
I'm just letting you know.
Do more research on the
country. You know, if you bring up Patrick Kennedy, bitch, I'm born in 1980.
You need to do some more research on this talking about and not just go on one source while you trying it.
You're very mad with me. I don't know why I'm with
mad. I just checked your ass for trying. Yep.
Congratulations. Feel good about yourself. Go to bed with a very good feeling because you got me, girl. You got me.
Bitch, I'm done.
Granny Parton tomorrow.
I love him. I've never seen nobody that freaking proper that can throw shade like that.
Thank you guys. I do my own radio show. I won't promote it here out of respect, but like I do this kind of for part of my living. So I've chewed my teeth on more than you, abuela. If you want to come for me, come for me. I now live in Florida, unfortunately.
Oh, well, yeah, we need you to get up out that state very quickly.
No, but Jason, to respond to what you were saying about the shooting and stuff like that,
yeah.
I mean, I can understand where they're coming from because when I was in New Orleans, a lady was drunk and she came down Dauphine Street. And if you know Dauphine and Poland Street, we had a base over there, and I was sitting on the gate. It was like one of those box cars, those Kia box cars.
Yeah.
I was looking at the car come towards me,
But I just was like, I know this lady's going to turn right on Poland. She kept coming, so I jumped out the fucking guard shack, even though it was a big pylon right there. I just didn't want. And then when she hit it, all of a sudden the white boy was like, car bomb, because it kept going, and the lady kept hitting the gas. Well, when we tried to go see what was going on, she just laid there. She bagged up, and when she bagged up, one of my master at arms, which is what we call ourselves master at arms in the Navy, but it's MPs. The MP was like, ma'am, stop, stop. The minute she turned her car towards him, we all pulled our weapon out to shoot her. But luckily, he jumped out the way, and we didn't have to shoot her, and she just drove down the railroad tracks.
Exactly.
So my thing is, we were going to shoot her, and it scared the shit out of me because that was going to be my first time I actually had to put a bullet in somebody, but I pulled it out to shoot the bitch because she was not supposed to run over my shipmate.
And why are you trained
on,
that way? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We have a couple of callers, and we also have about 6 minutes into the show because I'm not about to stay on the phone the rest of the night. But we can wrap it up a little bit because I'm actually tired. And then I got to get up at 6 again today. Jesus. Private caller, you're on the air.
Phoenix, tell me you said, the call to go to Una. Oh, my goodness, yes, Jason.
Hold on, nothing you said.
Okay, thank you, caller. I don't know what she said, child, but thank you. 504-331, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, this is Shamika. I called in last week. I totally forgot. Maybe y'all had a show yesterday. I didn't really remember, and I kind of missed this whole show tonight. But I'm just calling in to say hey to y'all, and especially because J-Rock said something about New Orleans, I had to press one. Because, you know, I'm from the Night Wall, so him saying Dolphine and all that, I know he's talking about Jackson Barrett, so whatever. But people are really going crazy. Like, this girl I know, she dated my brother, and she just went to jail today because, well, she's pregnant. She's, like, 8 months pregnant, and she tried to run over a JP police officer today. She
You're
chased
not
him.
Do that.
Like, he tried to stop her, and she, like, he got out, and he was kind of on foot chase, I guess, or whatever, running from her, like, trying to dodge, like, getting hit or whatever. Until she came to a stop and finally, I guess, pulled over or whatever. But people are really like, she was just on Instagram talking about her pregnancy and stuff like that. Like, bitches are really going nuts. I don't know what's in their fruit loops, so what's going on with bitches
up?
Are going cuckoo for cuckoo for cuckoo.
Well, thank God it happened to Jefferson Parish, because has she been in New Orleans?
Oh, no, Jefferson Parish is worse than New Orleans. Jefferson Parish is
thank God.
What's that?
Really? Oh, my God, I just can't imagine it.
I work
can imagine it, baby. J.P. Parish? You don't
yeah,
me over that
bitch.
The famous the actor works for, right? Isn't his sheriff in that?
Like a sheriff patrol in that department?
Oh, no, Steven Seagal. He's not here anymore. You know he snatched that. That was real when he snatched that girl up and shit, when he took her playing like it was a modeling gig and shit. So they revoked all his rights to whatever his show and all that shit he had with JP Police, but that was true. Yeah, that was the same.
Hold on for me,
Shamika. Hold on, because Shamika, I want you to come on Wednesday. I definitely need you because we're gonna be talking about some stuff that I know you can relate to. But let me bring Bishop on real quick. Bishop, you know I don't be playing all that.
No, I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to make it so quick. And
okay,
you all can
make
say
it
whatever
quick,
you
real quick. Go.
New World fucking Order, man. Y'all motherfuckers don't motherfucking know. New World Order.
No.
You got, hold on, New World Order. New World Order. You got to understand that the government is basically controlling the presidency.
No,
Boehner? Boehner?
No, Boehner.
Let's talk about Boehner. He's an atheist, first of all.
Oh, stop.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's go back. Because
Bishop,
I'm sorry, Bishop.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm sorry, Bishop. I didn't want to mute you, but I told y'all I don't want to go through all that. Jason called in. Thank you, Jason, for giving us a rundown about questions that some people just do not know the answers to, including myself. Thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate it. Please tune in tomorrow, Jason, and Wednesday. And, Jason, you can promote your show. Other people do the same thing. When is your show? Let people know when they can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you really very much. My show is called The Final Word Podcast, and we go live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can laugh. I guess that's okay.
No,
but,
I, laugh
no I think they were laughing
so
at
close
you.
To the final read, so that's why I found it, like, funny.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We're on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, and we talk about politics, the government, abortion, religion. We bring it up, and we always back up what we have to say with facts and figures. It's not just my smart mouth. I back it up. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Jason, for tuning in, and make sure you listen tomorrow and Wednesday. We might need some feedback from you.
Have a
Shamika,
good-
you too, Jason. Shamika, are you going to tune in Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll definitely be on time. I don't know what I was doing. I was sitting there looking at stuff on YouTube for natural hair and shit, and I got indulged in that and, like, completely, like, blanked out.
You know, them bitches with the bushes, you know, it get confusing.
I'm going to make sure I tag you on Wednesday so, you know, you tune in. But, you know, call in tomorrow, too, and listen. I didn't know we was going into record mode. We're already in record mode, but I'm about to unrecord it.
Is Rodney still on?
Rodney got disconnected. No, Rodney did hang up. He said he didn't want to be rude and say anything, talk over anybody, but he texted me, and he was gone for the evening. So thank you, Rodney.
Okay, because anytime I say something about the girl, Kai Instagram, so they always tag him in it. I don't want him to think, like, it's a personal vendetta to him, but I just find the whole storyline so funny because, like, she gave her nephew a porter or whatever, so I told him I wanted to personally thank him for the 15, you know, half his $30 went to the whole party for this little kid or whatever. It was really nice.
Rodney gave $200, so.
Oh, see, he said 30. Well, he just wanted $30 back when he wrote that comment, so I thought he owned it. Damn. That's 170. He just donated. He could have went to the bingo house with that shit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Shamika.
Good night, y'all.
We'll see you Wednesday. Marcus, J-Rock, thank y'all, too, for the recap.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry we wasn't entertaining you guys. It wasn't much.
I'm so sorry. I'm just a legendary knot.
No, J-Rock, you're not a legendary knot.
I'm iconic?
No.
You're
up and coming knot.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call us, up and coming.
Hold on, we got another caller real quick. Yeah, I better press one real quick because I'm about to go. I'm tired. 832-491.
Hey, how you been?
Hey, Prada.
Hey.
What's going on?
Best drag on the Prada Ebony.
Prada, why
well,
you
just wanted
one
to. Five? Okay, Marcus, let's just be clear, okay?
Sure.
I don't have a certain time frame when I have to press the one, okay, sweetie? Well, I just want to apologize for not being in Dallas. Thank you, J-Rock, for accepting my awards for me, honey. And I look forward to seeing you guys in D.C., okay?
All right.
Okay, well, that's all
thank
I want to
you,
say
Prada.
Tonight.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Jazzy.
Have a good one.
You too.
Granny, don't come yelling, Granny. I don't want you to yell at me. Yes,
yeah,
Granny.
You know I'm going to yell at you because how you going to let the young talk shade me, Jazz? And then you even have all this love. What kind of shit is that?
Granny.
I think you got favoritism, hell.
I love when the girls stand up and they say things. You know these girls don't be wanting to say nothing.
Who you talking about? Don't be stand up and say something.
Girl, you know they don't be saying nothing. Marcus was trying to talk about what happened at them damn gates. Earlier, nobody ain't know what the hell happened. I ain't even know what the hell happened.
I ain't even there, Marcus. Oh, well, y'all need to go do some more research on that. And that other child, talking about he stands behind his shit with facts or whatever. You listen to mainstream press, and the government controls mainstream press. You ain't got no damn facts or what have you. How you gonna come from home?
I y'all do like a debate back and forth. You and Granny, y'all at a political roundtable.
Hey, goddamn, right. And I got a show too. But you know, I know y'all ain't gonna come to my show or what. Well, I'm on all the time, but I have a show with a co-host that talks about religion, and I know that's a touchy subject for y'all. So y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all have to put on your big girl panties for that. And
well,
this
is show. You can promote
show,
your show too. You can
say
promote
what?
Your show. What show do you have?
Baby, I usually be on there a day, but a lot of times, you know, when I come listen to the hour, I don't be on. Mondays and Fridays is my religious shows. The other times, I just play music and talk to people. I may act a damn fool, whatever my mood is.
Work, Granny.
Yeah, but
you
on
know,
Mondays and Fridays. Matter of fact, it's 4 p.m. Eastern your time on the East Coast time. If you want to catch some real knowledge, that's when it be going down.
Well, how do they find your show?
And, baby, you can call in and you can challenge my host and all that. It ain't no disrespect, ain't no muting, ain't no kicking nobody out. We give everybody
what time your show come on Friday? Because, you know, the girls say I can't fly no more, so I got to take them. I'm going to be on Greyhound all day on Friday if they say it. I want to listen to the show.
And yeah, baby, come at 4 o'clock. And you can call in if you don't agree what you being said or what have you, say what you got to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like all of that. I like intelligent homosexuals talking.
No,
about
baby, he ain't no homo. He's a Jamaican man, a heterosexual man. And you ain't just got to listen to homosexuals. The whole world ain't homosexual. That's the problem.
No, Granny. I listen to what is perceived as straight America all the time. I like to be able to, for us to be able to, I guess, go against the stereotypes and to hear educated people talk that are homosexuals. It's refreshing.
Well, this man ain't no homosexual, and he's
all right.
So
I understand. I'm just doing it for political purposes. If you would have come watch me, I watch CNN, and I even watch MSNBC and Fox News all the time. I enjoy watching
that. Bullshit, Marcus. That shit ain't nothing but propaganda, baby.
But for you to be educated on it, you have to hear everybody's side to it and make your own decision.
How long can you listen to them lies? I'm going to hear it or see it any damn way. It's with the internet, everybody going to put it out there. But I just don't stick to no one source. You got to check them all of them.
I totally agree.
A wise person would do that. You just don't go with whatever the first person tell you and you believe it.
Right. That's why I like balance. So I'll listen to Fox News. I'll listen to CNN. I'll listen to MSNBC, and I'll make my own conclusion on it.
Now, what kind of balance is that when they all on mainstream TV? What do you listen to outside of the mainstream news? What other programs do you listen to, Marcus?
What do you mean? Like,
interrupt y'all for 1 minute, child. You know, Granny, in the beginning, I used to think that you was just, you know, a fake, you know, just a fake voice and stuff. Girl, you really got me really thinking that you was somebody's really real granny.
That's what I was getting.
Well, you know what? This is my character, what have you. I created this character when I created my show, or what have you. But that don't mean I'm just
a whole bunch of foolishness.
Girl, you is really, mind you, I got real straight people, straight parents and stuff that really live for you. They'd be like, Granny just had me going, and I'd be listening to Granny like I'm really listening to my own mama.
Well,
and I'd be like, oh,
mama,
my God.
That means I'm a good actress, don't it?
Oh, most definitely, Miss Thing. Most definitely. I think I'm going to have to have some type of award ceremony or something for y'all. For y'all.
Well,
I
will tell you, I ain't no baby. Granny done been around the block a few times. And I done been around to see a lot of shit. So, yeah, I ain't a baby or what have you, because a baby couldn't even keep this character down like that.
Yeah, you got it down pat, honey. Whoever you are, baby, you got it down packed. But on that note, Granny, I'm going to have to say goodbye. I have to go.
Yeah, don't be so rude to me no more and mute me or whatever. Cause
you know I ain't trying to be rude to you. You just, I don't want you to be yelling and screaming and raise your high blood pressure, girl.
No, you know, I kind of be talking loud because I'm on my speakerphone and I be moving around. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
We can definitely hear you.
You need to listen to the download the episode one day, and the one that you're talking on. Like, download this tomorrow morning, honey. When you hear yourself screaming and yelling, it'll be so loud.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to tone it down then. Since y'all have said that, since I was on the speakerphone, I had to talk real loud.
It's okay, sweetie. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and free Kelly. I sure miss Kelly. God damn it.
She miss y'all too, honey. Believe me, child. She miss all y'all.
And yeah, I sure will be tuning in tomorrow. I probably won't be doing my show because this is a messy-ass Tuesday. And yeah,
oh, yeah. It's definitely
going to
be messy, honey.
I would say something about Bishop, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, Bishop, honey, I don't know if you was around last Tuesday because I didn't see you ranting and raving, but make sure you call in tomorrow for Trash Talk Tuesdays. All right, good night, Granny. Marcus and J-Rock, again, thank y'all for tuning in. And for y'all people that, you know, just don't see the shows or whatever, it's all understandable. I get you. I miss my sister, too. I wish she was here. But,
just trying
we
to hold
be
it down.
Here next, yeah, we're trying to hold it down for y'all. If y'all was all ranting and raving and screaming at me all fucking summer because there wasn't no show, y'all need a show. We need a show. Now y'all got a show. Now y'all complain about the show. And y'all complain who on the show. Y'all just always going to complain. It don't matter as long as I'm still getting paid, which I'm still getting paid. So thank you. It doesn't matter. But as long as I'm getting paid, the show's getting paid, and y'all have a show. That's how it goes. But on another note, we will be back next Monday for the weekend recap as we recap all the festivities from D.C. this upcoming weekend, as well as tomorrow we'll be back with the Trash Talk Tuesdays with our lineup of hosts and co-hosts, so forth and so on. And we will be back this Wednesday for the State of Emergency show where I think we're going to have some special guests that's going to turn this ballroom scene out. So make sure you tune in for that. More information coming soon in reference to that. So I will see you guys tomorrow and Wednesday. But J-Rock, thank you. Marcus, thank you. Say your good night.
Good night. And make sure you wrap it up with many different varieties of condoms.
Child, that's not how you used to do your commercial.
Well, I'm sick of them because they fucking stole my idea. I think they've been listening to this radio station, Jasmine, because they got a new condom with Trojan, and they were like, feels so good, you forget it's on. I said, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I gagged. So I'm not promoting for them no more.
Marcus got dropped, or maybe he just hung up, but thank you, Marcus, for tuning in, and Marcus says thank you to you guys, too. Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you guys for listening. See you back tomorrow. You guys have a good evening. I'm going to watch Sleepy Hollow, and then I'm going to bed. Have a good night. Bye-bye.